Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Newark, New Jersey, on our line for Republicans.
All right. My question is, at what point did you hear, did the like the power brokers that be in charge of the networks turn the power over to boards of directors? With the exception of, say, Michael Eisner today, you never really hear the name of the person in charge of the network, with few exceptions. Like, for example, you have a Michael Eisner in charge of Disney, and you have Michael Maris Taint in charge of the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I think the times were different.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to
stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Fantastical.
They were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Quit farting. Nasty, nasty.
McDonald's French fry box. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. New episode on this Friday.
Friday.
November 1st.
Right.
Phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
And, well, you know what? Better to have a little too much than... than to come up on the short end of the stick.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll take that any day. Oh, that was one simple 3-second tape away from achieving absolute perfection.
Mm-hmm. If only we'd known.
Oh, damn. You know, that bums me out.
I shoot for perfection.
Don't get depressed about that.
It's pretty good. Know,
I thought it was really good.
Just I'm leaving. Bye.
Now Don left us.
You know, I knew it. I, when I came in here today, Buzz, I just looked at him, and I knew he was moody, and I just knew that there was going to be a problem, and now he's out in the hall. Come back in here.
Yeah, come on in.
Don't you call me moody.
I called you moody.
Not moody.
Got your back, Mike, bro.
I am not moody.
This might get him to leave again.
I'm happy.
I don't want to argue. Don,
I'm on top of the world.
Don.
I'm not moody.
I have to tell you.
What?
You are moody.
Mike, no, don't. Now, no, don't leave.
Look what you've done.
This is really, really ridiculous.
It's
such
a little thing.
It's Friday. It should be a happy day.
That's right.
Everybody in here should be delighted.
Uh-huh.
We're all happy. Don, come on in. Come on.
Hi, Mike.
All right, Don.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Now we can get
ever
started
forward.
On a fresh show.
And you're right.
Thank goodness.
I'm moody. I'm moody. I'm goddamned moody.
Goddamned.
And hi, and welcome to the show. A big one today, a gigantic one. Don't know where to begin. I have a Halloween recap for you.
Good.
That I'd love to give you.
Very good.
I actually brought in some candy that my son received last night.
Wonderful.
Proof of how bad the trick-or-treat community has treated our kids this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last night on the way home, driving home, and go past the shopping center. And I mentioned this yesterday. This is just a pet peeve of mine, that kids don't go house to house anymore.
No.
That in this modern age, the thing to do is take your kids to a strip mall to go Halloween trick-or-treating. And last night, I got on the road by the Safeway and the haircuttery and the Starbucks, and there were 6 cop cars,
right,
with all the lights going, and they had the yellow crime scene tape all over the place. And I think, my God, what's going on?
Yeah, right.
And then I realized, no, it's your tax dollars at work. Instead of out there catching the bad guys, we've made our cops now be crossing guards for the kids as they go from the haircuttery to the hardware store to the CVS to go trick or treating.
In the safe company of merchants.
It is just goddamn ridiculous. And then we, at home last night, waiting with all the full-size candies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Last night.
How was your turnout?
Really, really, really disappointing.
What was your total?
0.
You've never had 0.
0 kids. Well, as it turns out, we've lived in the same neighborhood for 10 years.
All the kids are grown?
And either they've all grown or the other... marriages have fallen apart, and all the kids have moved.
Oh, that's
so
sad.
So they're gone.
That is very sad.
My son and his girlfriend did go out trick-or-treating last night, and I brought in a CSI-like bag some of the stuff he got to show you what's wrong with trick-or-treaters today.
You had a little Halloween scene investigation?
Yes, I did. First, Mike, as I was trying to demonstrate, I'll show you today visually, this would be a fun-size Snickers.
Yes.
This is the bite-size.
There you go. Here. Okay, now there's hard evidence right there.
Criminal.
You can see how much smaller the bite-size is than the fun-size.
Why bother?
Bite-size is just, and you know what, I'm not all that big on fun-size.
And I agree, but you're really doing yourself, the community, and the kids a disservice by giving out a bite-sized Three Musketeers.
A bite.
Kudos to the former brother and sister-in-law last night who gave away full-size.
Bravo.
Nestle's Crunch Bars, also full-size Reese's Pieces, Baby Ruth's, Snickers, and Milky Way.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, they had I went home with a bag of candy from their leftovers, and they still had tons of the stuff left, and I was thrilled with it.
I say bravo to them.
Absolutely.
Because they are not like the cheapskates in my neighborhood that gave my son one Tootsie Roll, and not even a real Tootsie Roll, just one of these.
Oh, my daughter had
a quarter of an inch Tootsie Roll.
My daughter had hundreds of those in her bag.
You could give away Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Uh-huh.
That's great. I gave away full-size myself.
Right.
And even with Reese's, of all the non-full, and the full-size, incidentally, Reese's is either the 2 to 3-pack.
Just wait. But if you really want to cheap out, you can get them individually wrapped, right? So you give away like one peanut butter cup. But if you're really, really cheap, you give away this, a tiny, tiny Reese's peanut butter cup.
A miniature.
The thing,
I sure hope that was part of a handful.
No, one. One, I on all of these items that I'm bringing forward, my son said when he went to these houses, one of each was put in his bag. One house gave him the fun size Snickers. Uh-huh. One house gave him a bite size Three Musketeers.
That is un-American.
Yeah. One house gave him this tiny, tiny. I mean, the only person that this Reese's peanut butter cup would be gigantic to would be Daniel Snyder.
Yes, he'd make a meal of that.
Now he also
it's like a full size pie to him.
He also received a lemon head.
Oh.
Now, not only is it an awful candy,
tons of them in my daughter's bag.
But the deal is that these things come generally either in a gigantic bag or they come in strips.
Right, right.
We got like a strip of 10 of them. What they did was they ripped off just one and gave him one lemon head.
There you go. That's sad.
They could give him ownership of the Lemon Head Company and it still wouldn't be good. There is not a redeeming quality.
You're not a Lemon Head fan.
No, I mean, I like lemon drops.
Right.
I like lemon candy. That just sucks.
I also don't have a problem in general with the candy Jolly Rancher.
Uh-huh. And Rob is the expert because Rob actually had a candy show.
Yes, it was called Suck This.
Right. Suck This, where it was a show about candy.
Uh-huh. You don't give away a Jolly Rancher piece of candy.
All these candies I found in my daughter's bag.
But the one that I found the worst was this little, like, a bag of pretzels, much like the kind you would get if you were going on an airplane.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Now, who gives away Utz Halloween pretzels?
Mr. and Mrs. Utz.
Can you imagine that? I'm going to open this up.
I think because they put a pumpkin on it, it makes it any more special.
And now, what is Halloween-y about this pretzel?
Nothing, Don.
It's a regular
pretzel. The airlines lost me when they went to giving those away anyway.
It's just a regular pretzel. And
really the downfall of the airline industry when they started serving pretzels.
And this is the downfall of Halloween.
And again, not full size. These are tiny little pretzels.
Those are that's a fun size bag of pretzels.
I'm going to count total number of pretzels in this bag.
Oh, good.
Mini pretzels, six.
Six mini pretzels.
Six mini pretzels.
I mean, you're not supposed to give salt out.
That sucks.
On Halloween, that's it's supposed to be sugar exclusive.
That's right. Just sucks. I went to the crime lab today, got my CSI badge.
That is wonderful evidence that you brought in today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We had a crisis last night, and it wasn't the fact that my former in-laws reacted towards me arriving.
Yeah, how was the estranged Halloween?
They could not have been nicer. I got a hug from my sister-in-law, my former sister-in-law, my former brother-in-law. Everybody was very nice. However, when I arrived, it was my sister-in-law, my estranged wife, and my sister-in-law's friend, and I had to wait for about 40 minutes because the kids were still out trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. Then they got back with their Uncle Lou, and one of the kids, maybe two of the kids, had gone AWOL. And there was a major, there's still a lot of that post-sniper nervousness in those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And it was apparently all the kids had sprinted ahead of my little nephew, Hogan. And unfortunately, there was a major, major little fire drill. But they recovered all the kids. And my kids were there. My daughter, Catherine, was a very, very good Spider-Man. You'll be happy to know that she was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. She was Spider-Lady.
And she was Spider-Lady doing the Spider-Lady poses, which was a lot of fun. My youngest, Elizabeth, went with the same costume she wore last year. She was going to be Dracula, and then she was going to be something else, I forgot. And she decided to go with the Purple Princess again, the Purple Princess uniform from last year. At the very last minute, that's what she...
If it works,
she
better use it.
She was very comfortable in the outfit, looked very good in the outfit, and everything was fine. And then, as soon as all the kids got in, it was, time for all the kids to go back, and I got out of there.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
But it was much. I had a little anticipation. It's all me, and I realized it was all me. I was the one that was nervous about it, and it turned out to be very, very nice.
Of course, I mean.
Now it's on to Thanksgiving, and we'll see how that goes.
They're among their own there.
Yes.
No wonder you were the one who felt, out of place.
Well, but you know what? I was treated very, very nicely. And
well, good. I'm glad to hear that. We all are, because you were apprehensive.
The last thing I said.
Leading into this last night.
We'll see you at Thanksgiving. I'm planning on crashing that one, too. And it was kind of a, okay. Once again, that could have been me.
My
little mind, I read it as, you're technically welcome.
Okay.
And I'm going. I'm going because my kids are going to be. I'm going where my kids are going to be on the holidays.
I told you, and I mean it, you are welcome at our house.
I know. But
for all the holidays.
Because I would be thinking about being with my children, and that's the rule. That's the way I'm looking at it, to be with my children on holiday.
Gotcha.
Wherever they are, I'm going to be there.
That's the most important thing.
Period.
But, you know, once you've spent time with your kids, and if at that point...
Do you, like, get a knock on your door at, like, 10:45?
Yeah.
Don!
Yeah.
God, I can't believe it.
I'm even thinking, even on Christmas morning, you know, once you get past the opening of the gifts and all of that, once it gets to be about noon on Christmas...
You know what? I will give you the phone number where I'm going to be on Christmas Day, and I won't be with you on Christmas, but please, at some point, I'm not going to call you because I want to feel...
I'll call you.
I want to feel important. In fact, I'm going to give everybody...
The phone number.
Down in Florida.
You'll call, yeah.
And I want phone calls on Christmas Day because it's going to be...
We will call you.
That is going to be a weird day for me.
I promise. We'll call you.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
At the risk of being yelled at by you, Don, how old do you think is too old to trick or treat?
Now, why would I yell at you for that? I think, you know, 13, 14, something like that. Although my kid is 17 and a half, and he went out last night wearing a doofy chicken suit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There are no kids left in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering, do you think that's the reason that maybe he got... A Lemonhead and a Jolly Rancher and wasn't receiving huge amounts.
Why? Because he's my son?
No, because he's older.
Because he's older, yeah.
No, it's because the people are cheapskates. The people...
I bet they give my bite-sized candy. They give all the other kids bite-sized candy.
Yeah, the people in the neighborhood are cheapskates. It had nothing to do with his size.
You know what I got last night is at 9:42.
I don't think...
A knock on my door, and they had to be 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
Barely a costume.
Right.
I think one of them had, like, on a baseball hat, and maybe one of them had, like, sprayed his hair green.
Right.
I opened the door, and you know what they said?
What?
What's up?
Yeah, see, I'm with Larry David on this.
You got to at least give me trick or treat.
You know, I felt almost the same way. These weren't older kids that came to my sister-in-law's house, but they were not really wearing a costume.
Right.
One of the girls... And they were cute little girls. They had, they looked to be maybe 12, 13, but they really weren't. And one of them had her as a hat, like a scarf wrapped up. And I said, what is this? And they were sitting there, and they looked like nice kids. They said, trick or treat. I said, what are you? He said, we're homeless.
That's pretty good.
They might be.
That's the modern day hobo.
That's the modern day hobo.
Hello.
That's what they
were. Tramp. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you what my kids were getting in our socially conscious neighborhood of California.
Yeah.
They're giving out suntan lotion, suntan block.
Sunscreen.
Oh, my
Sunscreen,
God.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Oh, Bob,
isn't that great?
That's a good call from Sacramento. Is it?
It was even funnier when they tried to squeeze it out of the tube and eat it, actually. But
he said California. What part of California, sir?
Napa Valley.
No, not from Sacramento.
My apologies.
I knew it.
My apologies.
Bay Area.
It was a good call. No, not even Bay Area. In between the wine country.
Yeah, I would imagine he's listening on the San Francisco radio station.
Let's see. Are you listening on the San Francisco station?
Gone.
Oh, he's gone.
We lost him.
Hung up too soon.
Rob was quickly going to do his Sacramento dance, though.
Yeah.
You know, that call could have taken a really bad turn, though. I was playing the odds.
Before we move on, I don't know why I'm babbling on here. We have news about Lisa and her Playboy photos, but before we get to that and any more Halloween stuff, it's Friday.
Ah, yeah. That's a very special day on the show.
You want to know something really silly? It's not starting this week, but I think next week.
Right.
They've actually, you know, they will sell anything on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything they can attach their name to, they're actually selling this feature.
Right.
The Newsmaker of the Week feature. Oh, my teletype. The teletype has gone bad. Listen to that thing. Could you hear the rumble of that?
Yeah. Man, oh man.
Can we try it again?
Oh, that's much better.
I get that old car to start in the winter.
Hey, man. We're all digital here at the station.
Oh, here we go. It's Daddy Scatty Kids. I'll bet you our Newsmaker of the Week this week has given you a nightmare or two. No, it's not. WYSP Program Director Tim Sabian and his killer beard trimmer of death. Our guest today is a noted Hollywood shockmeister, a real piece of work. With more scars than Joe Rivers and a head flatter than Rob Spiewak's, say howdy hi to the Frankenstein monster. What say you, Frank?
I say go F yourself. That's right. I'm in the mood for any of your petty bull ass. And I've got a hangover that you wouldn't believe. I might have to have a new liver installed.
Liver installation, you say?
Yes, Dickweed. Aren't you familiar with my backstory? Because if you're not, this tired old bit is going to suck even more than usual, if such thing's possible.
I am not aware of your background, Mr. Stein.
Okay, dickhead. I was assembled by a crazy mad scientist in Transylvania. That's right, and he used parts of recently departed corpses.
I'm laughing already.
Very similar to the surgery Buzz Burbank went through last summer.
let me see. Frankenstein, so you're a monster, right?
So you're a prick, huh?
Wow.
Good.
Frankenstein, may I call you Frank?
Don, may I call you a BM eater? Good.
Frankenstein.
Technically, yeah. I'm Frankenstein's monster. But I purchased the name Frankenstein from Universal Pictures. You know, so every time you buy a mask or a lunchbox, it goes in my big decaying pocket. You know, ka-ching. Good.
That's righteous, dude. That's righteous.
Shut up, Dick. You know, it's a shame that car didn't kill you.
Oh, wow.
Because I could use a kidney.
But Frankenstein, I only have one kidney.
Oh, then you'd be dead. Good.
Hey, now listen, monster. That is not nice.
Well, look at me, you piece of ass. You know, I have a gigantic green bolt coming out of my neck. I have a giant scar down my forehead. And Fred Gwynne played me on TV. You know, so don't even ask me about that Joe Jacoby commercial either. Bad. Me have an awful life.
Frank, baby, I want you to stop all this growling. You got a lot going for you.
Me no. I have an enormous Schwanstucker. Oof. This is good smoke.
Mr. Stein? Let me ask you, what brings you to WJFK Radio the day after Halloween?
Well, now that I'm off for a year, I'm exploring career paths. And today I met with Alan Lineland about a sales position here at the radio station.
All right, Frankenstein, what are your qualifications?
Well, as you can tell from my name, I am Jewish. That's right. And Alan told me I'm a lot more lifelike than Tim McWilliams.
I guess, Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. So you're Jewish.
Can't you see my yarmulke? It's hard to find one for a square head. Say, would you like to borrow some money?
Would you charge me interest?
What a schmuck you are. Boy, it's bad. Me always charge a hefty interest rate, you know, compounded weekly. Good.
So what happens if you don't get the sales gig?
Well, you know, as a practicing Jew, I thought I might also explore a career in law. You know, after all, I'm already in showbiz. You know, been there, done that.
That would be, you know, the law, the sales, and showbiz. Have you interviewed on any law practices?
Just one in Chicago. You know, an old man who reminds me of the cops I got my arms from.
But you must mean Donald Ephraim.
Oh, yeah, he's the one. That's right. Good. Joe Coyne said if I sign a contract, I could have his legs. Good. I look forward to working with Roger Ebert, Bill Curtis, Markham Bryan, and the other talents in the Ephraim stable of stars.
But I don't know if you know this. He's our agent, so that means technically you could represent me and Mike.
Hey, you could eat my green duke. Good.
Frankenstein, my friend, why the hostility?
Well, first, I'm a monster. Scared kids? Ooh. Secondly, the bride of Frankenstein is divorcing me.
That's got to be tough on you, pal.
Well, not to mention being tough on the son of Frankenstein, and the daughter of Frankenstein, and the ghost of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
All available now on DVD. Hurry, kids. Oy vey. Order now for Hanukkah. Shipping is extra. Good.
We are speaking today with famous monster and businessman Frankenstein. Mr. Stein, how did you spend Halloween?
Drinking and whoring with Dracula. And I'm pretty sure I had anal with the mummy. You don't even want to see what I left on his bandages.
Oh, no.
Bad.
You mentioned anal. You know what happens from anal, right?
Me not like the flu, you know, the full-blown AIDS joke. You know, it devalues my merchandise. Bad.
All right, so no AIDS joke. Were you in Georgetown last night?
Me went clubbing looking for a girl with a nice Libya Majora who would stroke my boat.
Oh,
good.
Wow.
Girl who would stroke your boat. When you met this girl, did you bring her back to your hotel?
No, I was going to hook up with a bimbo at the National Cathedral. You know, you guys did that sex in the church thing, right? What were you thinking, man?
Man.
Bad, bad. I mean, what cups did your brains come from, huh?
Now, listen, ass. Everybody gets this wrong, ass. That wasn't us.
Don't call me ass. Don't call me ass. I prefer the medical terminology. Anus.
Oh, no.
That's right. Such as Halloween with your strange wife's family anus, you know? Sand and Indian head anus. Reflux anus. Go to give birth in leather vest anus. Liquid diet anus. Eat whole jar of peanuts anus. Slip off a drunk in the Roy Rogers parking lot anus.
Wow.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hi there, Frank.
This is good smoke.
Oh, wow. Have you done the monster mash?
Have you done the jerks? Because you are a jerk sitting there, you know, drooling with your corrective shoes. You know, hit by a Buick, turning out another lackluster show for all your retarded listeners. Bad.
I would say this, Frankenstein, you seem to have a gift for gab.
Don, you seem to have a gift of flab. And guffaw.
Guffaw. Have you ever thought about a career behind the mic?
What? Behind Michael Mara? Not after he eats oatmeal. Kidding, of course. Good.
Now, Frankenstein, listen, I think you could make it as a DJ.
Yeah, that takes a lot of skill, huh? God knows WJFK changes the lineup enough, you know. How about I work the open hour before O'Reilly, you know, or the open hour after him, or the open 8 hours after Ron and Fez, who got moved up after the other hurt things left. You know what? I miss their panning in the lobby.
Now, you're talking about the sports junkies. Come on, Frank. Lay off them. They are nice boys.
Lay off or I'll break your jaw. You know, you have my number.
Now, really, Frank, after hearing this, I think you have a career in broadcasting.
Really? I think you have a career modeling for the big and tall men's catalog. That's right. You could be the before side.
All right. This is, I've had numbers. I'm fat, but at least I'm not dead.
Touche, Captain. Touche. I'm feeling a bit sleepy. Is there a thunderstorm expected in the near future? No, sure could use a lightning bolt to my ass right about now.
You want to plug into the wall?
You want to plug my dick?
Why so hostile?
Well, I'm a scary monster, dumbass. The world hates me.
Not us. We like you.
Wait till I get that sales job. Then you'll hate me. You know, then I can book Rob and Lisa in nightclubs in bad neighborhoods until the cows come home. That's right. Oh, and speaking of Lisa, where are those Playboy pictures, by the way?
They are right here. Take a look, Frankenstein.
God damn, she has hairier forearms than the Wolfman. Holy smokes.
Wow.
Oh, but she's hot. She is hot. Ooh, young Frankenstein is rising again.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Good. Green steel. Cat couldn't scratch it.
Are you aroused?
Are you retarded?
Frankie, you need to chill out.
Donnie, you need to retire.
My career?
No, this bit. You know, I heard a rumor that your crack sales tire was close to selling a sponsorship of this tired gag. I mean, what next? Selling parts when you two load spark?
Selling spots for parts? They've already done it.
Oh, classy. Nemo's go now. Goodbye.
Where are you off to, Frankenstein?
Hooters. That's right. Me love them big-breasted waitresses. Wings.
But we've got so much more to discuss.
It may, you fair-skinned dick. Tall, flat, and green, it's out of here. Good day to you, sir.
But, Frank, we've not even discussed your huge feet.
I said good day. They did the smash.
The
man. They did this monster mash. They did the smash.
He's singing.
A grave you smash. They did the match. Got an inner flash. They did the mash.
Yes, to him sing.
The monster mash. Ooh, scared kids.
There he goes. There he goes,
the Frankenstein's monster.
Frankenstein's monster. Your Don and Mike. Newsmaker of the week.
That is absolutely incredible. Scary. Every week it's somebody just totally out of left field. Never thought we'd get the exclusive interview.
Frankenstein's monster.
There he goes, Frankenstein with his dreadlocks.
Frankenstein did mention, and I did mention before the Newsmaker of the Week segment, thank you, Timmy O'Bivenay.
Timmy O'Bivenay. Yeah, we don't give enough credit for that bit.
Lisa's pictures in Playboy, pictures for Playboy. We'll call her now to the stand as my next witness.
Good.
Lisa Herndon, I believe,
that if I click on WYSP.com, the pictures should be there. I've been told that they were... Have you checked? Are they up?
I don't think they're up this very second, but they are going to be up upon our announcement. Go to WYSP.com.
All right, I'm there. I'm at WYSP.com.
Okay.
I see it's
up. They're up.
John Norman just told us they're up. It's a Nirvana weekend.
Great.
Rockin'.
Popo fads.
Right, on air now, Don and Mike. Well, I don't...
On air now.
Well, up at the top where it says on air.
Yeah.
Put the thing there and then go to photo album.
Okay, all right. Oh, hold on. Let me see. On air.
Click photo up.
I see it.
Is this going to be difficult for the listeners to navigate? No, hold on.
No, go to on air at the very top of the page. There's a submenu.
Okay. Wait, where are your pictures?
Buzz, do you have it on your computer?
I have pictures. I have the photo album. I don't see you yet, though, Lisa.
See, John Norman said that it was up on his computer.
Hey, Johnny, how do you get there, if you can help us? I see Ozfest. I see Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee's trick.
Tanya. I see your friend Tanya, Mike, WYSP spokesmodel.
Hello, Tanya.
And I don't see yours. Now, John Norman, you got it on your computer, though?
Cousin Ed.
Johnny, did you pull it up?
Yeah, it was on the right on the front page. There's a picture of her, and then it links to the other six.
All right, go back to the front page, Lisa.
Try that. Let us see.
Go back to the main page. So I'd love to see these pictures.
Back.
See, the problem now is that we're all using the computers now.
Yeah.
Right.
So now they're all also
going
to buzz. Yeah. Lay off yours.
All right.
And everybody else in the building, please, stop trying to access this website because we have...
I'll stop.
The collective power of the gerbil who's running in the little wheel right now...
He's exhausted.
...will only allow one person per time to refresh their computer.
Our computer network is connected by string.
And boy, oh boy.
Close mine entirely.
This just sucks.
Everybody close your browsers except Don.
Anybody out there listening?
Anybody out there listening?
Anybody out there listening able to...
out there listening.
To get these pictures? All right, click on Internet Explorer. There you go, then, www.wysp.com. That's our Philadelphia radio station.
Kind of confusing when it's www.wysp. It's kind of an extra www after the W.
Like a crazy disc jockey. Like, www.wysp. Hello, Don.
Yeah, I just downloaded all of them to a file.
You filed them?
You did.
How do you like them?
And I got dumped off the site, too.
How do you like them?
How did you get dumped off the site?
Oh, man, as soon as you started talking about it, it just dumped me right off the site. But I unfortunately got them downloaded already.
How do you like them?
They look good. They're decent.
Very good.
Yeah, she's definitely a hottie.
They're decent.
That's right.
Decent. It's clean. She's
clean.
It's decent. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, when you said gerbil, does that mean Jeremy Coleman's running the computer?
That's right. Jeremy Coleman's inside a little cage right now, running, and he's very tired.
He likes it, though. He still likes his wheel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
He likes the habit trail we've set up for him. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, can I go on the air? Talk to Don Mike?
You're on the air, but what do you want to talk about Mike for?
I just don't
know. Well, I'm right here, sir. You can talk to me personally.
Pictures are great.
He likes the pictures. Well, that's good. I'm glad you answered that question. I wanted to get a review.
Cool.
Thank you.
It's cool.
Bye-bye. How come everybody in the world can see these pictures except us? Our computers...
You still can't get them.
No, we're stuck on Yahoo.com.
Oh, God.
We're still loading it. I guess that's the power of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I guess every guy with a beach towel and a bottle of Jergens hand lotion right now is going to the computer.
But let me understand that when you go to WYSP.com, as soon as you get there, the pictures are going to be right there.
Well, I think that's... Hello?
Hey, Don.
Were you able to go to the site?
Yeah, it's on the main page. You just got to scroll down.
Ah, okay.
On the main page, you have to scroll down.
And they're great. Pictures are great.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And we'll be asking you guys to pick your favorite picture of Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get her in another photo session
mm-hmm.
before we actually send them off to Playboy.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got them up. It says, where's your crash detector now, burp?
Hello.
Where's the energy?
Don and Mike. Hello.
That was terrific. Don and Mike.
Hi.
Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi there.
Hey, I got a little dilemma here, Don. I followed your advice and went out and bought some full-size bars.
Good for you, sir.
Well, then I got home, and I live in this development, and I live down on the eastern shore of Maryland. I live in this development. Next thing I know, I got like 200 freaking kids getting carted into the neighborhood.
Right.
Mom and dad, almost like a drive-by following them down the street.
Well, we went through all that yesterday. That happens.
Everybody does that.
My parents used to do that with me when I was a kid. They'd take me to a better neighborhood.
Yeah, but holy crap, if I'd have given out full-size bars to everybody, I'd be in hock right now.
Now, come on. Listen, it's the one time. Here's what you do. You go through. How many full-size candy bars did you buy?
I bought $20 worth.
$20 worth?
Yeah.
What is that, like 20 candy bars?
No. It was like 40.
So you bought 40 candy bars.
40 candy bars. How many kids do you have come to your house?
I literally have between 150 and 200 kids.
My God. Wow.
Well, then you know what? Then you are within your rights after you gave away the 40 full-size candy bars to
right.
turn off your lights and go to your basement.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I do is my wife goes down the street, and I sit in the yard and drink beer, and then when the kids come up, I basically ask them where they live, and if they don't live in my neighborhood, I tell them to leave.
Well, that, all right,
the
that,
Halloween
that,
police.
That works as well, too. But how
what about what if the kids are, like, visiting, you know, like a brother or a sister, you know, and they're, you know, they're like I do because I live in an area where we don't have
I just picture this guy sitting in his underpants, out in, like, a beach chair in his front yard with a shotgun over his, over
well,
his lap.
Like, it is the Eastern Shore.
Our tradition is we go to my sister-in-law's house because she lives in a neighborhood.
Where are you from?
And my kids wouldn't have gotten any candy if they come to your house?
Well, listen.
Well, no, if you see, now 9 times out of 10, the kids are with the parents and everybody knows the parents. But it's you get a gang of like 12 kids that come up that you know aren't in your neighborhood. And
so if my ex-brother-in-law said, hey, they're with me, you would have been okay with
it. Oh, I would have been fine. But I had a group of 12 kids come up that I know didn't live in the neighborhood. About 8 of them didn't have masks on or anything.
Okay, all right. Okay.
You know what? You know that's just not the spirit of Halloween.
No,
But, you know, then I sit back and I think I'm some cheap bastard because I don't want to give them a full-size candy bar.
Right.
But then, I'm trying to live up and get caught in the spirit like you guys are.
You know, you're not a cheap bastard. Don't let anybody tell that. You're an unpleasant hump.
Really? The crotchety old man on the corner at 32, right?
Right. See you later.
All right. See you. Thanks.
Goodbye.
No wonder he ran out of candy because all the kids want to go see the man who sits outside to drink beer.
I wonder if you threw the eggs just so that you could spell out dick.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. I got Lisa's pictures. They're righteous.
Everybody in the world is able to get them. Now, you know what it says on my computer now?
What's it say?
We can't find www.wysp.com.
We have
all jammed up.
The worst computer network, and they got to spend the money to modernize.
I do have a beautiful picture of the Microsoft butterfly, though.
Their server may be clogged now.
Did you intend to go to one of these similar web addresses? No. Want to go to WYSP.com.
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
All the times I've been trick-or-treating, I never got full-size candy bars, and my son went last night, and he got lots of candy, handfuls, not full-size, but handfuls of candy.
Whatever.
But I'm getting ready to go in the doctor's office and have a mammogram.
Oh, well.
I'm getting my breast smashed.
Man, is it still as painful as it's always been?
Do they use a rubber device now, or is it still that hard, cold metal?
I don't know. I had one like 7 years ago after nursing my son, but it was a blocked milk duct. But now I'm having one because I just turned 40.
Nothing quite like that blocked milk duct.
Anybody else turned on right now?
I think there's only one person in the studio who's turned
on. Hi there. Hi, baby.
The only man who could get actually turned on by a blocked milk duct.
Baby.
Wow.
I don't want my breast smashed.
No.
It's a
shame that women, to get their breasts examined, have to put their breast in like a vice.
Yeah.
I thought they.
I think a man created that machine.
Isn't it a great deal that, isn't it your gynecologist that does that to you?
No, I have to go to a special radiology office.
Yeah. I know that there are some gynecologists, even though, you know, they're trained for down there.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is while they're down there, they just put a hand up and, you know, they just go, let me,
Now, that was Don, that was the gynecologist that went to prison.
You're okay. You're okay up there, honey.
Right.
Well, no, I saw that.
He's the one that actually was doing, claimed he was doing the breast exam while he was doing the, you know, the lower exam. When the women also complained of feeling something wet.
Now, I saw the movie, Dr. T and the Women.
Oh, there you go.
And in the movie where Richard Gere was a gynecologist,
mm-hmm.
he also would give the boobies a feeling.
Really?
Now, I know I shouldn't base my entire
while he's doing a pelvic exam?
What? Yes.
Simultaneously?
Yeah.
Huh.
And he let the women smoke while he was going at their
very popular.
And
Dr. T.
And squeezing them.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, this is Rich from Medical Aid. Just continuing on, but back to Lisa. Wondering where the bare boobie shots are.
The bare boobie shots will be when she gets in Playboy.
What are you laughing
about?
look out for the beach towel, guys.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you know, he's hot to see Lisa.
I believe. I believe that we
a little embarrassed, and he's hot to see.
We
Lisa
explained
Not
that she will be. She's selected to be in Playboy. She will show. She has said she'll show her boobs and maybe even some tasteful bush.
I've done that when I've been exposed for being too horny, and then you laugh nervously to cover it, and it's like I didn't really mean it. Please.
All right. If she gets in Playboy, she'll be naked. Now it says the server. At WYSP,
I got it.
Just went.
You got the pictures.
Just went from being 3%, which I guess meant like no one was on the site,
right?
To being 88%. So the problem is with the server.
So it's really just it's coming on slowly.
Jammed up now, but you got it on your computer, Buzz?
Yeah. Well, I have the front page. I have the first picture that's on the front page. I'm now waiting for the rest of the shots to load.
These computers are insane.
They are.
Are we tied in to the network for CBS? Are we? Yes. Are all our computers on the same network?
Yes.
And it's horrible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right on all counts.
Back there too, on my computer back there.
You get them back there?
I just did. Yeah.
So there's something wrong with that computer. What kind of computer is that?
This is a POS computer.
POS.
Piece of SHI. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, she looks gorgy.
Gorgy. Well, there's another rave review for you, Lisa.
Hey, Don, did you think CSI sucked last night?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to discuss that.
That was weak, man.
I fell asleep to it.
Second week in a row that I drag my wife in. Mm. She gives up her Will and Gay show to come in and watch CSI.
CSI was a little gay last night.
The last 10 minutes was good, but the 50 minutes leading up to the last 10 minutes,
sound asleep.
When William Peterson cut the guy's finger off and put the skin on his own skin and to rub it to get the fingerprint to find out it was the son and not the father.
Who killed the lady? I mean, since the show already aired, who killed the lady in the magic box?
The lady in the magic box was the lady who made the magic box, and she vanished. And they gave you the impression that the magician killed her,
right?
Because at the very end of the show,
they never found the body.
No, after William Peterson looked in the guy's mouth when they had the magician handcuffed in the back of the car, he went and spit up a key.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, for anybody that is into this sort of thing, and I know there are, for those of you that might have enjoyed the movie Red Dragon, the magician on CSI was in the original movie. He played the Tooth Fairy in the original movie called Manhunter, and he is a scary-looking guy.
It is now the second week in a row that I've dragged my wife in there, and I've said, this is the greatest show you're ever going to see. And she watched it through about 9:45. When my kid got back from going trick-or-treating, and then we had to take pictures of my son and his girlfriend for posterity, and while my wife was doing that, I was in the other room watching and saying, come in now! Come in! Now's the good part! Now's the good part!
Right.
And she walked in, she said, I am never watching CSI again.
Okay.
This is 2 weeks in a row now. You've told me it's a great show. It sucks.
Right.
So I agree. Last night was very weak. I was disappointed by it.
Have a good weekend, man.
Thank you, my friend. Boy, and I've built that show up to her as just the best show on television.
It just seems to be wavering a little bit, right, from the normal, like, grisly plots that they normally have. It's getting a little too fancy-dancy.
And I think there's not enough grossness on CSI anymore. There's not enough, like...
You sold it properly, because one of the things that you like on the show is when they show that, like, slow motion of something happening, and they seem to be moving away from that.
Now, you did get that in the last 10 minutes of the show last night, but in the 50 minutes before that, there was none of that.
Miami, the CSI Miami is staying grosser than the Las Vegas one, so I'm real happy with the Miami one.
And the Miami one is on the same time as football.
Yeah, and the Miami one has David Caruso.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Get past that when they put a dowel rod through a corpse.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. I'm dying here. I'm in my car. I can't wait to get home to see Lisa's picture so I can be jacking it to it.
Hello.
Why, whatever does he mean?
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, it's Kim from Bakersfield.
Hi there.
First time caller. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to give Lisa a stage name she could go by.
All right.
Lisa Hardon.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, I think we've generated a tremendous amount of interest in this website.
I believe a lot of positive comments for Lisa here.
Well, you know, you have to interpret them as positive, as compliments.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Turn your radio down, please.
You're on the air.
Oh, you got that Matty 10 in your air.
You what?
Yes, I'm an I.
Turn your radio down.
Please turn your... You know what I love about that? That's a guy trying to tell us what's wrong with our computer, a man who's technically savvy enough to tell us what's wrong with our computer, yet he can't figure out to turn down the knob on his radio.
And then, much like Tom Gavin, he just hangs up.
While he's calling in. All right, one more. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike forgot that William Peterson was also in Manhunter.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Man, that's right. So they were both, getting together for the first time. Isn't that a scary... The magician, you have to admit, was a scary guy.
Yeah, he was.
Very,
also,
very scary guy.
Hey, Don?
Yeah?
Do you really know what happened to the woman, like, who was killed in the box? It wasn't really the woman. She disappeared.
Oh, no, you're right. It was his son who was wearing a wig, right? Or was it the magician that was wearing the wig?
It was the magician wearing a wig. The son was pretending to be the magician on stage.
Right,
and
right, and but I got the feeling at the end of the show that the magician had done something to the woman who designed the stuff, which is why he spit up that key.
Was the son the guy that was off in the wings at the beginning of the show? The guy that was kind of creepy as well.
The son was the guy who was the stagehand.
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant.
Right,
I think the woman was fed to the Black Panther. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, that's right, because they found blood and stuff by the Black Panther that the assistant had in the back of her Ford F-150.
Who, Bobby Seale?
No.
I'm sorry, that's an old reference right there. Man, that is like, that's going to see as a big story in Connecticut.
Telling us. Hello, Don Mike.
Hey, Mr. Skin was totally bad-mouthing you guys on the other morning show this morning.
Don, you can't make a Black Panther joke without really going back to that era. You know, I mean, to find a contemporary... well-known Black Panther would be very, very... I suppose I should have said Angela Davis. That might have been a little bit better
than
Bobby Seale. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I heard that Mr. Skin was dogging us today. I don't know. You know, frankly, I don't know what the problem is. Here's the way it was explained to me by somebody. Mr. Skin is on our show. He's been on our show for about 5 years.
Right.
He's on Howard's show. He's on something like...
Well, I'm so glad.
Thanks for hanging on.
Well, that's the guy that loves that kind of stuff.
And he's on like 8,000 radio stations.
Right.
And we know that, and we've never had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I guess today somebody calls Howard and starts jerking his chain and saying, hey, Mr. Skin was on Don and Mike yesterday.
Oh, boy. And then Howard put the screws to
him. Yeah, so Howard has to put the screws to him. And,
all right, well.
You know, it happens all the time.
You know, Mr. Skin is good enough, and I hope he hears this. He is good. When he says that Mr. Skin... was dogging us. Was he dogging us?
No, I don't know. I didn't... Lisa?
Well, what happened?
I didn't hear it.
Because, I mean, I like Mr. Skin.
I just heard about it.
That is good enough to be on two shows.
I just heard about it. I just heard that, Howard was backing him in a corner. Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, a listener called in and said, you know, you did the same thing on Don and Mike yesterday. What are you doing? You should be on Howard's show. And they said, you were on Don and Mike? You know, what are you doing? He was like, well...
Right, Howard doesn't know that?
Yeah,
because you've already worked out a deal with Gary on the side where, like, they know that we're going to have them on the day before?
It's been determined. We don't carry the Mr. Skin Minute anymore. The taped thing, we have Jim on the phone.
Live,
Okay, so there's... Wow, nice picture.
Yeah.
Oh, Buzz was able to pull Lisa's picture up on,
his
computer.
So he basically, Howard said, what are you doing? And he said, I go on a lot of shows, whatever. And Howard said, well, come on, where'd you get your start? Come on, let's be honest. And Jim was very quiet through the whole thing. It was a lot of the other people in the studio talking and making jokes. And Jim was like, here. You know,
the truth is, Jim got his start on Steve Dahl's show in Chicago.
Is that where he originated?
Yeah, that's where he lives.
All right, so that for the record,
that's where
is where Jim Skin started.
And I don't care if Jim Skin is on Howard's show and Mancow's show and Bob and Tom and every other asswipe disc jockey in the world.
Right.
I don't care.
I love talking to him, and you know it's new for me, and that's all that care. You know, that's all that matters.
Right. Exactly, and it's different on every show. Like Don, you and I discussed, it's different everywhere he goes. It's different. We have
The poor guy is such a great radio interview that everybody wants to claim him as their own. And you know, the fact of the matter is, when there's something really hot in radio, and this is unbelievably hot, everybody wants to get their hooks into him. And I hope that that the pressure doesn't mess his head up at all.
But I thought you had worked out a deal with Howard's producer, right?
I didn't speak with them. I spoke with Jim, and Jim worked it out with Howard's show, and Jim worked it out with me so that all camps are happy.
So you didn't talk to anybody else?
No, but Jim talked to them, and then Jim talked to you. Okay.
Correct.
So, yeah, whatever.
You know, whatever.
Whatever.
You know, really.
But there are people that love that. Like that guy that called in. There are people that would rather hear that and rather get that started than just hear Jim Skin. I mean, that's the way it works.
Yeah, you know, I don't care. If he wants to be on everybody's show, it's fine with me. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
First of all, I got to tell you guys, I love you in an unmanly way.
All right, now get ready. Here comes the insult, though.
You're right. I got to tell you that Joe seems like Noel Coward, the playwright, compared to that skit you guys got going, Newsmaker.
Well, listen, now, who's forcing you to listen to it?
Absolutely nobody.
Then eat me. I mean, really, if you don't like it, you can change the channel. Let me
understand.
Let me simply play you a tape. Here, listen to Bob Barker. Listen to this.
Bob Barker.
Where
will
else
say
would you rather be than right here?
Well, that's true. Also. Right, and that's true. Also.
Listen to Bob Barker.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Do you get that? You have to deal with that,
it's
sir.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Deal with it.
There are very few disc jockeys that will say this to their audience, but I have no problem saying this. I don't care what you like. I don't care what you like. If you don't like it, it's no skin off my nose.
Oh, God.
Your opinion matters, dick.
Oh, God.
I think it's great. I think it's funny.
Thank you.
No.
This is a bad way of bailing out of this call.
No, I'm not bailing.
Never call again.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Never call again.
You're right.
Now, you know, what really is bad is when dicks like you call in and then you can't figure out how to get out of it. When you should really just hang up, just eject.
Geronimo!
Ass.
Toodaloo.
Ass. Okay, clear the line.
Geronimo.
Get a call number 100 now.
Bail out.
Yeah, I know. I know. But still, he didn't redeem him.
No, he didn't. I hated the crying, but he cried. And then he caught me by surprise with the Geronimo.
A true victory, though, that ass hates Newsmaker of the Week. I think that speaks well of Newsmaker.
877-365-3636. That's the toll-free line here. Be the 100th caller now. You get a shot at $1,000 with the secret sound. Dial Reckless New Animals, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch, you don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek, and
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait a minute. Run that by me again. I don't understand that. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars. Ah. Oh. Son of a bitch. Somebody gonna tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up, take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they gonna lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No shit. Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. 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 And them, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
Thanks, Alex.
You know that they won't let the kid down. Don and Mike.
Well, finally got Lisa's pictures up on WYSP.com. We will comment momentarily. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to see if I'll call 100.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
You're trying to see if I'll call 100?
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
It is down.
So, yeah, I know I've been instructed not to do this.
What can we do for you, sir?
I was trying to see if I was trying to get the noise.
What?
Yeah, get the noise. What's your name, friend?
Hey, Chris.
Where are you from, Chris?
I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
All right, Chris, for you we have the DVD Wind Talkers and the soundtrack starring Nicolas Cage, courtesy of Circuit City and MGM Home Entertainment. Now, I have been told by the higher-ups not to go beyond the balance that we're currently giving away in the secret sound.
Yes, you have.
But
are you going to make an exception today?
I'm going to break the rule here, and I'm going to tell you that if you win the money, it's going to be my son's college money. Because I have a feeling about you, sir. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
I have a feeling about you, and as you said it, the noise.
You just have a feeling this guy's going to be lucky.
That I want you to have a great, great weekend, and I'm thinking, what's $1,000 when you could be playing for $100,000?
Wow.
$100,000.
$100,000. Now, keep in mind,
$100,000.
If, in fact, you win, $1,000 of that would come from Infinity Broadcasting.
Right.
And the rest of it,
$100,000,
would come from me. I guess I would have to sell a car or something.
You'd have to liquidate some of your assets.
Take my son's college money that we have saved for the last 20 years.
$100,000 out of your own pocket.
But, Chris, I have a feeling about you, sir. It's a good feeling. And I am willing to go over the top. $100,000.
I don't think anyone in show business likes to reward their fans as much as you do.
Well, Mike, you know, as soon as he picked up the phone and there was the problem with figuring out if he was on the air, and then what really told me, go for it, offer $100,000, is when he referred to the contest as the noise.
Well, and also, you were saying to me in the office just the other day, really, often in society today, we just don't reward our bright young people.
Yeah. And here's a chance to turn your life around.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure, you could do a hell of a lot with $1,000, but $100,000...
Probably put it back towards whatever new project he's working on. What's your latest project? What are you working on?
Latest project?
Yeah.
Work and take care of my son, that's all.
There you go.
That's good. And how old were you when your son was born, if you don't mind me asking?
20.
Yeah. 20.
Right.
Fantastic.
Keep in mind, you can celebrate his first birthday with a legal drink.
There you go.
So are you ready, my friend? You will play for $100,000.
Wow.
Don't tell, legal's going to be really pissed.
Oh, yeah.
But too bad. We'll play you the sound, a common everyday sound heard in the kitchen. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Pink.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And listen, I know I promised, but that's why you got to get me to say these things in writing. Because my word is worthless. If I tell you I promise, it just means I'm going to do it.
I'm coming out, so you better get the party started.
Yeah. Now, I want you to think about the size of the chocolate bar that you could buy.
Yes.
You really could buy a $100,000 chocolate bar. There's a chocolate bar called $100,000.
Think of the size you could get that number 3 decal.
All right, you ready, man? I got it now.
I'm born ready, sir.
All right.
What is the sound?
Egg cracking.
An egg?
If you were playing at home, let me repeat what the caller guessed. Is it an egg cracking?
Like cracking an egg on the side of a bowl or something.
Let me cracking an egg on the side of a bowl.
Let me play you the sound again.
And originally, Mike, it was a egg.
A egg cracking.
I'll play that again and just picture yourself going in the morning. Honey, what would you like? Do you want them scrambled or do you want them over easy? Okay, hold on.
Let me just crack that egg.
There you go. No, sir. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, we're sorry.
I am sorry.
I appreciate it.
That's incorrect, but thanks for listening, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Thanks.
Hold on a second.
Thank you, son.
Will we play Guess the Noise again later?
Don't they know when I do that? I'm always playing with house money.
Sure.
Always. I'm undefeated.
That could have helped his son. Come on, feel the noise. If it had been a egg cracking.
A egg cracking. A egg cracking.
You were trying to give back to the community.
I was trying.
Egg cracking.
I was trying. Mm-hmm. You know, and now this is the second day in a row, for goodness sakes.
She's really not available for
you. Ah, well, there she is. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Boo.
What are you doing?
Well, nothing, just, you know, housework.
And, boy, you know, when you had a dislocated hip, as I've had, and thanks for all the cards and letters that I received yesterday and the flowers from my coworkers and all of you listeners with the one-month anniversary of me being hit by the car.
Oh, yes.
It's only been a month? Someone asked me. I thought it's been...
What part of the card store are those cards in? The you've been well for a month, how's it going cards?
No, Mike, that's where you just get the card that has no greeting inside.
It's just like a fuzzy kitten or something.
Yeah, and then you write whatever inside.
I understand.
All I can say is that I'm surprised Rob didn't slip a disc in his back bringing the sacks of mail in yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, one great thing.
I'm sure those cards are with the one-month birthday cards. I'm sure they're all going to come in on Monday's mail.
One great thing about having my back is still obviously not healed yet.
Not perfect.
And I'm still having to go to therapy and stuff, is that now without even a tinge of guilt.
Right.
I have absolutely no help around the house. No help. Yeah. Today, my wife, bless her soul, she's moving a mattress from upstairs to downstairs.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting in the cave watching TV, and I just hear the of this thing falling down the stairs as you know, she's pulling it down, and then she's trying to bring a chair upstairs from the basement to upstairs, and she has it on the handcart, and she said, all I need you to do is just kind of pull a little bit on the handcart, and I'll push as we try to get it up the stairs. Mm-hmm. And really, as I leaned over and tried, as soon as I leaned over, I said, yeah, no can do.
No can.
And the great news is, Buzz, you know who's going to be helping her move that chair?
No, ooh. I'm not even going to move it. I'm going to leave it where it is.
Oh, you told me you're going to let Marcia do it today.
Well, I would, or I would have called a girlfriend, but that's what I usually, you know, no offense to your back, but normally that's what I do anyway. I call a friend to help me move furniture.
Have to
you're
be
not
a
big on that.
Big, strapping girlfriend.
Well, you know, Marcia, we're going out tonight.
Is not Marcia, incidentally.
We're doing the double S's with the Burbanks.
Right.
We're doing sushi and swapping.
Uh-huh. Ah, that's always so nice. And, you know, though, I've always said it's a shame that you can't do the swapping first when you're eating that kind of stuff.
And, you know, we got the weird thing going with the Burbanks where, you know, Marcia and Frida will be meeting and driving to Buzz's house. And then Buzz and I will leave here
right
after work and go to Buzz's house. And
yes.
Then we'll have the dinner and then we'll do the swapping and then we'll go our separate ways.
Right. I'm glad that you guys are, refurbishing your social contacts here because, you know, causes a little sulfur on the show once in a while.
Yeah, well, always. And I'm sure I'll have some stories to tell you on Monday.
I'm sure you will.
About going out with the Birdleys.
Right.
All I know is that today when I leaned over to, you know, and I was really trying to help, but as soon as I leaned over, I said, can't do it. She said, that's all right. I'll help Marcia. I'll have Marcia help me move the chair tonight.
No,
right.
Don't even worry about it, Shuggy. You're not really, you know, I see this continuing kind of until you're in the nursing home, that you're really not going to be a lot of help around the house.
And then you're going to have to move Don.
And I mean, the great thing is I've really never been help around the house.
Yes.
Really, I'm never help.
So it's not like, you know, that this is any shock to my system.
No, but now I'm guilt-free, though.
Yeah,
this is the first time I'm actually guilt-free when I lean over and my back hurts.
Well, look,
say,
if you really want to help, there are plenty of little jobs that don't require lifting that I have. We have to take the vent off the refrigerator and vacuum it out. I've got a whole list. This weekend I will make
baby,
it feel
baby,
guilt-free.
W squared.
What?
Woman's work. I'm doing man's work right now. That's woman's work.
What is man's work?
Man's work is right here. You know what it is? It's coming in every day, slaying the dragon, getting the raw meat, bringing the raw meat home, feeding my family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing, and you're doing your part, too.
No, there's man's work around the house. There's yard work and all kinds of car work, getting cars taken care of.
The raw materials of life, Benjamin's.
How long have we been married? 21 years. And the reason that our marriage works is
because
that, you know,
I have given up.
That you know I'm inept.
Would that all women would.
If I was living by myself, I'm sure the house I am would be living in would be falling down and would be in awful, awful shape.
My house is immaculate.
Well,
is it really?
Congratulations. Is it really?
Well, my house is spotless.
You have a housekeeper?
Yes.
Yeah.
One day a week.
One day a week,
and it's immaculate. You do all your own laundry?
Yeah, that's like 90% of what she does is laundry. Every week she comes in.
Wow. And you clean your kitchen every day?
I don't really spend much time in the home. I actually clean up rather thoroughly when I cook jambalaya or I'm cooking for.
Do you make your bed in the morning?
No, I do not. Now there you would catch me. Mm-hmm. If you went upstairs right now, you would see that there was probably a wet towel on the bathroom floor and an unmade bed. I stand caught.
And do you
red-handed?
And do you put your laundry in the laundry basket?
I put the laundry in the laundry basket in my walk-in closet. Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this to me, this is the
best. I like this inquisition because you know what? I'm standing on my own two feet.
You're looking
doing
good.
A fine job.
And you
this is where she
recycle?
Kills me.
Do you recycle every week? Do you take the recyclers to the curb?
Not only do I don't just take my trash out and recycle once or even twice a week. I take all my stuff to the dump.
Well,
because the dump is right across the street.
No, it's an neighborhood.
The dump is seriously less than 2 minutes from my front door.
Mm-hmm.
It's right down on the.
All my neighbors right now are saying, "Hello, property values."
It is the greatest dump. However, the only thing about my dump, and I hate to do this because I love old people, but it's old people and they love the dump. And I have never ever been to this dump without two old people in front of me. Two old people so old that the process of getting their trash out of the trunk of their car into the dumpster, because it's one of those satellite dumps. It's not really like a dump. It's a satellite dump.
Again, we get back to the whole thing. If I was king,
you're absolutely right.
You wouldn't have that problem because those people would be in my war camps. Excuse me. Retirement.
Well, there's
retirement
a reason.
My retirement leisure camp.
Leisure camp. There's a reason they go to the dump. They go to the dump. Not because when I moved in, I'm experiencing this for the first time. The guy that rented me the house never used the house, so we didn't get regular trash service. These old people go to the dump because I'm not going to pay to get somebody to do what I can do myself. But I do it now because it's actually more convenient because I generate so little trash because I'm so fastidious and neat.
You know her... Her biggest bitch with me. Yeah, we believe that.
I am neat. When I live alone, I don't generate a lot of trash.
Would you try to keep your half of the office neat?
What's that? That's like, you know, that end is like a piece of paper here, a magazine, an envelope here.
Can we make a trial offer to keep your half of the office clean?
You keep your half of the office neat, darling?
Yes, honey, I do.
Well,
I do. Generally speaking, I'm a slob.
So you're a slob here, but you're neat at the office?
Well, but really, how much trash do I truly generate? There might be a few. Are you talking about like the occasional pieces of mail that I'll just leave sitting on the couch?
I bet we go up there now. You got mail from 3 weeks ago still sitting there.
I don't throw my mail away. I just put it. You know, if that's what you require, I will do that.
I am. You know what? It's one of the little quirks about you that I enjoy.
Yeah, I don't look at that. You know why I keep that? I don't look at that office. Even though we share it, I don't look at that office as mine.
But it's yours.
I know it is.
It's yours. The couch is yours.
I don't. You know when you're not here, sometimes once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
I don't even go in back.
You go in there?
I go in. The other night was one of the first times I ever did it. What was I watching on TV?
You're watching Chief Moose on TV.
Chief Moose on TV, and because I wanted to be able to flip around, I sat behind your desk.
I didn't tell you. I laughed inside. I didn't want to laugh to your face.
When you came in, and I was sitting behind the.
When I walked in, and you were sitting behind the desk,
mm-hmm.
It's like really funny just seeing you behind the desk.
Ask any of the gang here that when you are out, I still sit on the couch. That's where I feel comfortable.
Well, her deal with me that kills me is what I will do is if I've gone and I've bought. Like I did last week, and I bought Dockers,
mm-hmm.
and I got like three pairs. That's right, Rob.
Nice.
I spend the big bucks, and I got like three pairs of Dockers, and great Dockers, irregular Dockers.
Right.
The ones where you go to the store and it says irregular, but you hold them up, and like there's not three legs on them or anything.
No,
you can't figure out what's wrong with them.
It's always disturbing, though, when you hear irregular, because you want to know where is it wrong. And are you going to be in the middle of some crowded restaurant walking to the men's room when you discover what the irregularity is?
But why pay $50 for a pair of Dockers when you pay $20 for a pair of Dockers?
Right.
Just because it says irregular. I'm wearing them right now. You wouldn't know it. What I do is I will take the pants, and rather than take the time to go in the closet and hang them up on the hanger,
because mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to be wearing them during the week,
mm-hmm.
I simply lay them on top of the exercise bicycle that is never used.
You know, I got to confess.
Yeah.
I'm going to confess right now. If you went into my bedroom, it's messy. You know, I'm thinking about, like, I got probably a couple of socks on the floor, and the bedroom, my little sanctuary, my little dorm room up there, but the common areas of my home, including where my daughters stay, they are very, very clean.
Generally speaking, our house
is because I have a great lady that cleans the house.
You have clothes you never put away, my darling, that you think the exercise bike is some kind of valet.
Well, here's the deal. if I wear a pair of pants, let's say I'm wearing like a nice pair of pants, I go out to dinner with my wife.
Remember, the suitcase that you used at the beach last weekend is still out. There are things that if I don't put them away, they'll never be put away.
Here's the deal. I'm not being lazy. I'm actually conserving time and space. When I was at the beach, I did laundry. And there's underpants and socks that were in the overnight bag that I brought up to Ocean City with me. So when I got back, I just put the bag on the little ottoman on the chair in our bedroom. And now every day this week, rather than go all the way into the closet and open the dresser drawer, I know that I have clean underpants and socks right there in my bag.
Why ever put them in the dresser drawer then?
I agree. I don't see the need.
That is messy, and that upsets me.
Darling, but really, you want to talk messy? Let's talk about our son. Let's talk about that
because,
room.
No, I don't want to focus on him because he's 17 and you're an adult. I mean, you are a grown up. You are messy. Bart is going to be on his own, and that's going to be his wife's thing to deal with in a few years.
I don't think I'm terribly messy. I think that our house, generally speaking, is very clean.
Because I clean.
Well, no.
What do you think I was doing when you phoned?
What were you cleaning?
I was cleaning the kitchen. I was putting away dishes. I mean, if I leave town, the dishes that I left in the dishwasher when I come back are clean with new ones added. I know that you don't have
again. This is how I do it.
You want it again with new ones in.
When my wife is not around. Guilty. I'm guilty. If there's like 4 dirty dishes in the dishwasher, I wait, and then what I do is I fill it up till I got a ton of dirty dishes.
Right.
Run the dishwasher once.
Do you know when you're adding the dirty dishes to the dishwasher that there are clean ones in there?
He does.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I just figure I'm washing them twice.
Just waiting for somebody less lazy to put them away.
That is legitimate beef on your wife's part. Right. I can understand that.
Well, thanks, Mike.
I'm sorry. That's one I couldn't ever. That's one of my little beef things.
Like it matters.
Well, I hate the. I don't know the idea. You know how you don't like food touching? I hate the idea of like a dirty plate going into a dishwasher with a clean plate. I don't know.
They're all going to get washed again.
So you just end up washing the other ones extra clean.
Right.
You know what drives me? I mean, I try not to think about the things that drive me crazy, but what drives me crazy is when I do laundry and I put a T-shirt back, that they are so balled up in your drawer. And I know when they went in there.
I'm not good at folding. I'm not a good folder.
I'm a lousy folder.
You put your big ham hocks in there and just. Do like a blender.
I'm not a good folder.
And just don't unfold.
I go through there, I paw through there trying to find the shirt I want.
It's like Yogi Bear picking out an outfit.
Listen, are you by the computer? This is really why I called you.
Yeah, right.
Go to WYSP.com.
Yeah, I wanted to see Lisa anyway, but I was going to wait till the crowd.
Now, you'll be able to get on now. We have one of those high-speed deals at home. Go to WYSP. And right on the top, you'll see on the front page, it says something like, look at these semi-nude pictures of Don and Mike's fabulous producer, Lisa Herndon.
What did you do to this computer drawer?
I didn't break that.
Yeah, again, with your bear-like paws.
No, my office is messy. The paper's all over my office. Yeah, so...
W-Y-S-P.
It really is not that clean.
No, it's not. I you know what? If I was left to my own devices, it would be a rat hole.
WYSP.com.
Okay.
Now, are you on the are you on the homepage?
I'm just typing it in.
Not 100% rat hole, though.
No.
You know, I do pick up the slack on a lot of stuff.
You have your areas.
Yeah, there's a neat neck right there. That guy. Right there.
Shocker.
Clean. Clean. He's a clean man. He's a neatnik. He's like, what's his name? Felix from The Odd Couple.
Right. A place for everything and everything in its place.
It is different when you have kids.
Are you ready, honey?
No. Is it this computer or is it the site? No, I'm downstairs.
Well, yeah, I think it's my. Are you on my computer downstairs?
Yeah,
I have the sucky computer.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted your feedback on which one of Lisa's 6.
Okay, well, hold on. I'll go upstairs.
Provocative photos were the best. All right, well, she goes there. Let me go here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Wanted to back you up on this, buddy. I mean, why should you make the bed if you're going to sleep in it at night?
Amen, Mike.
I'm a big believer in that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, you know, I don't think anybody can call anybody lazy. See, it's a little thing called voluntary inertia. That's what laziness is.
Voluntary inertia.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody can be lazy anymore. It's all right. Voluntary inertia.
I don't mind it. I'm lazy.
It happens.
You call me lazy.
Right,
hello.
Probably.
Don and Mike Show.
Don, I got to back you up on this. When I come home from a trip on Friday, I leave my suitcase on the couch in the bedroom because I'm going to need it again Monday. I just live out of it all the time.
There you go.
You know, when we were traveling,
yeah,
I would leave stuff in the suitcase
sure.
all the time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But you're not going anywhere, darling.
Hello? Don and Mike?
Hello?
You're Frida.
Yes.
You didn't know that was Frida?
No. Hi, baby.
You're not going anywhere.
Are you on the computer upstairs?
Yeah, and it's still slow. I think it's Lisa clogging it up.
Well, I will tell you, if you're on WYSP.com, that the picture that I would select would be top row middle.
Hmm.
That's the one that I would select. Mike, how about you? I know Lisa's looking for feedback here on which of the pictures is the best. I say top row middle. Lisa, of course, wants to be in Playboy.
Right.
In the Women of Playboy issue. Do you have one?
Yeah, we are in 100% agreement on that.
All right, and Robbie?
Rob, which do you like?
It's a no-brainer.
You know, the one that you had her do is the goofiest one, though. The one where she's on the floor?
Yeah, it is.
Acting like an animal?
Worthwhile photo, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, on I the agree. Front page. I think it's pretty clear.
You think?
I don't think there's... I mean, I'm not even... It wasn't even much of a thought process.
Top row and middle?
Yeah.
Buzz, which do you like?
I only got 4 of the 6 pictures to load, so I'm missing the one you like.
You don't have the top row?
I'm missing 2 from the top row.
I think the
top row middle not only is a good picture, but it really shows off her body.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. Honey, you're not able to get on the site?
Uh-uh. It won't.
Oh, brother. Everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I thought she was supposed to say
I need to talk to Dr. Don.
I'm here. Hello.
Dr. Don, I may have a problem with my hands.
What?
My wife right now is standing in line outside the First Union Center waiting to get into the John Edwards show.
Oh, well, my wife is on the telephone, and she will tell you. Honey, are you hearing this guy?
How can that be? Yeah, he tapes in New York on Tuesdays.
He must be doing a thing in Philly today.
He's doing a live show at the First Union Center at 6:30 tonight in Philadelphia. My wife has got tickets with a bunch of girlfriends from work, and they're all over there. And my wife, just God bless her soul, she had her sister passed away a year and a half ago, and I'm kind of worried it's going to throw her back into the. Into the grief thing again.
Oh yeah, you know that.
It's a wonderful thing to think about because the bottom line is that you never really lose the people that you love. So honey,
the fact that this guy not only has a TV show, but he's out of the FU Center in Philadelphia, which is a giant arena.
Right.
And sir, how much is he charging your wife to get in?
Well, the girl that she works with bought about 6 tickets, and because she's got the money and she's got all her girlfriends go. All I know is my wife's supposed to work tonight a little later on, which might relieve some of it. But I don't know. She didn't say. She just said it was expensive. I would say probably.
But you can get on the website for the First Union Center.
$50 or $60 a pop, at least. I'm sure he's getting
$50 or $60 a pop. What a carny. What a carny.
But Dr. Don, do I have to worry about her getting bummed out or
You only have to worry if you're as insensitive as my husband.
As
oh boy.
If you're supportive and a good husband, that she'll be fine. She'll know that her sister is still with her.
All right.
What did I tell you? I told you I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your sister.
You're the carny.
I'm the carny.
You're the carny.
I'm not the carny.
You are the carny. You dupe people every day. You fool people. You con people. You're the carny.
Oh, wow.
And you're making the bucks as the carny. Not, you know.
You know, here's the deal. And even if I buy that, people know up front I'm a carny.
I said, there's trouble right here in River City.
They're coming to me for entertainment. They're coming to Mike for entertainment.
Right.
And they're coming to him for, you get some solace from it, and I left with a good feeling.
All right.
And Don, I'm coming to you for guidance, brother.
Don't worry about it. Listen, I'm telling you one thing, really.
Whatever you do.
My wife has not been happier since she went to see this carny.
All right, well, maybe it'll work then. All God right. bless you guys, right. man. Thank
see
you.
See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The only question I have is, how can he cross over in front of 18,000 people? I mean, that's a lot of people to contact, isn't it?
It's a lot. It would seem to me that there would be an awful lot of interference.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
All right, goodbye, Carney.
Hold on. Don't call me a Carney.
You are the Carney.
Are you able to get through on the website at all?
No, Carney, I can't get through.
Okay, woman who believes in Carney.
All right, Carney, goodbye.
Hey, you know, there's two. Then you know what? You're lucky.
Huh?
You're a woman with two Carneys in her life. You're a two Carney lady.
And one I respect.
My two Carneys.
Come on. You don't respect me? Why don't you respect me?
I didn't say that, Carney. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. I love you. She loves me, too.
She doesn't like Carney.
She doesn't like it when I call John Edward a Carney.
No. 18,000, that's a good question, though. You know, it's like, wouldn't it be like, wouldn't it sound like,
I'm thinking about is, 18,000 times 50.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What is that? How much is that, Rob? Come on, brain. Real fast. 18,000 times 50.
And $900,000.
Wow.
No, $9 million.
Hello, Donna. You mean that's impossible?
No.
You're not going to make $9 million tonight.
Sure, it'll be,
not 18,000 times 50.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
You'll make $900,000 tonight.
Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike.
It'll be $778 million.
Hi there.
Rolling Stones will be paying $1
million. Comments on Lisa,
okay.
Okay. I think it was probably a poor bathing suit selection. She looks too skinny.
We should really bring Lisa in when we're getting these comments.
You know,
well, I mean, I'm not putting her down or anything.
Well, no, Mike and I chose the bathing suit. Let's break, and we'll bring Lisa back. Lisa has just sent me an instant message.
Instant mail on my
email machine.
Right.
That she will email the picture to Frida, so Frida can give us her input as well.
Very good.
And then all you people on the telephone who have seen them can tell us what you think. I go for that top row, number two. And who knows, maybe next time we can dress her up in a better bathing suit.
No, you're right about the picture you picked.
Baby?
Yes, Carney?
Lisa's going to email you her pictures now.
Oh, yay.
So I'll call you later.
All right, goodbye.
All right, see, I'm not such a bad... hello?
It's John.
Carney, step right up to the Don and Mike Show, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
The only thing that dies on this show is our material. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, the other day you were talking about Frida. Every time she goes off, do the guys hit on her?
Yes.
I got a wife exactly the same. Usually three or four guys. I've had best friends hit on her. Yeah. I've had everybody hit on her.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, sir, your wife was great.
Mike, I thought you weren't going to talk about that.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. That was totally spontaneous.
I thought you weren't going to talk about that.
I'm very sorry. I'm so lonely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
This is Patty. I wanted to talk to Mike.
Mike's right here, Patty.
Hello, Mike. Patty. I'm listening.
Hi, Mike.
How are you, Patty?
Hey, listen, I just got separated about 2 months ago, and I wanted to know if you wanted to go out for a drink tonight.
Well, Patty, let me ask you a few questions first.
Okay.
What do you like to do, Patty?
Anything. I'm...
You like to ask D?
What?
Don't turn the music off. SD.
You like to ask D?
Sure.
Patty?
Yeah?
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
You met me, actually. I was on the show one time.
Well, Patty, we've had so many people on the show, I wouldn't mind you giving me that information again.
Okay. You like to SMD?
Sure.
Mike?
Mike's.
Who is the celebrity, Patty?
I've been told either a very young Debbie Reynolds or like Donna Mills.
Really?
Mm.
Patty, leave your number with Lisa and she'll put it into the file.
Okay.
Thank you.
But again, for the record, you would SMSD?
Yeah.
Really, on the first date?
No.
Well. What would you do on the first date? Would you TMSD?
Probably not.
A touch.
No.
You are killing me.
Would you LMSD?
No.
Look.
Which is always... Well, that... I'm sorry, Patty. Yeah. That's where I have to draw the line, because that's actually how all my dates end.
Or at least look at Mike's D.
That's when I show it.
If he wants to show it, I'll look, but...
Okay. Well, boy, you kept yourself in the running.
All right. Give your number to Lisa.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. We'll be right back. Everybody go to WYSP.com, and we'll check out Lisa's photos in our next break.
I had a wonderful time. Take a look at this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, his weekly Top 40 radio program reaches 45 million people each week. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don, sounds like a really lousy phone sex service, doesn't it?
Great day.
Buzz Burbank likes the jumble, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what's happening here. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, this is Matthew. I was just calling to see if, is this Don Mike?
Yeah, it's us, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
The people who call from Sacramento, I got a new name that you can call them.
Really?
Wads. W-O-D-S.
Wads, why?
Waste of Dad's Sperm.
Hmm. Okay, thanks.
That's your move there.
From your mouth to God's ears. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You are on the air.
Well, thank you.
Hello.
I got a couple of questions on the pictures of Lisa.
All right, now, have you seen them? Have you gone to WYSP.com?
That's where I'm at.
Right.
Yeah, the middle one you picked is awesome. Without a doubt, Lisa has an extreme hard body.
Mm-hmm.
She does indeed.
But I will ask this, and you know...
Yeah, hold on. Let's bring Lisa in.
Her name... To be fair.
Yeah, no, I'm very...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait till Lisa gets here.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Just hold on a second till she gets here.
Follow instructions.
The whole reason we put him up there is so that... So that she could get some feedback on these pictures.
Of course.
Okay, all right, here she is.
Lisa.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. My only concern is... Now, mind you, I'm calling from Vermont, and our big magazine publication is Cal Monthly. We don't get Playboy here.
Right.
But ultimately, whenever you do see a Playboy, one of the biggest criterion is the headlights. And
are you referring in a roundabout way to Lisa's nipples?
Just the headlights in general.
The breasts?
Yes.
Sir, listen, just cut to the chase.
What's your point, that I have small boobies?
Well, that we're in the IBTC here.
Yeah, and as we discussed when we took the pictures, I lost some weight, and the first place that the weight goes away from is my boobies.
Lisa, I'm not.
Wait a minute.
I'm not tough on that. Where I'm coming from is, I think Playboy. This is one of the things Playboy looks at.
Right, but I'm not a Playboy model. This is a Women of Radio. I'm a regular girl, and that's what Women of Radio are. Women of Radio are not supermodel centerfold girls, and the Dom Triplets said themselves that Playboy likes everything. Natural.
And especially if they're doing a women of, they are not looking for the artificial big breasts that so many of the women in Playboy have.
I'll be the first to admit, you're an awesome-looking woman. There's no two ways about it. And now that you said that, I mean, I listen to you guys all the time.
And I bet you're in the IBDC. Of course, you know, IBTC is the itsy bitsy keyword club. And
but if you ever go on a date right before the date's over, show it.
Say, look at it. Look at my
look at it.
Works for me.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I have something to show you.
But first.
What, hi, Jim?
You got to slap a rack on the bitch. This should be hot.
She is right.
She's right here.
First of all,
now, Lisa.
I'm not a bitch.
It's never turn for a
now,
woman.
First you call him, say, listen, Mr. Ass, I talked to your friend, Mr. Hole. That's how
listen,
you say
Mr.
it.
Listen, Mr. Ass, I talked to your friend, Mr. Hole, and last time I checked, I'm not a bitch.
Right.
You need a rack, that's all.
Yeah, we just discussed that. Did you not hear the first call? I have small boobies. And you know what? I'm proud that my boobies have gotten smaller because I've lost weight.
And they're not that small.
How old are you?
Still, my boobs are gigantic.
Lisa, how old are you?
How about you, Mike?
I love mine. I love mine. They're full. They're round.
Big, full.
How old are you, Lisa?
I'll be 26 on November 27th.
Hey, Don.
You got to do something quick, then.
I've also worked on that bit about sweating underneath. Hey, sir.
Yes.
You're a rude man.
I know I am.
You're very, very rude.
Brutally honest. Brutally honest.
No, brutally honest and rude are two different things.
35, they're going to be like...
They're going to be like... Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
All right, now listen. Now, be a little nicer to Lisa. She posed for these pictures.
I mean, you called. All right, now, well, make up your mind. Is she hot or is she not?
No, she's hot.
Okay, thank you.
Rack.
Yeah, but the rack are for the bunnies, which I still like calling them.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
But don't you think she'd be fine in the Women of Radio?
But I think there's a boyfriend reach up her shirt and start feeling her chin.
Oh, now that's so cruel.
Well, now, you know, listen.
Now she's hurt. Dick. Now she's not responding because she's really hurt.
Did Buzz, did you just call
him
a dick?
I did, because he is.
Dick.
First of all, you've never seen this woman in person. I think the bikini does have something to do with it.
Buzz just called me a dick?
She has a nice body.
That returns presents.
You're wrong.
All right, goodbye, sir.
Thank you, Buzz.
He's such a professional dick, that guy.
Shut up.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Listen, I think Lisa's hot, and her boyfriend's a lucky guy. Very good.
How do I?
That's all I wanted to say.
Did you see her pictures? Which do you like the best?
Well, you know, I kind of like the one where she's on the ground.
Lucky to be dating Lisa, but not blessed with a lot of other tools.
Hello, Don and Mike. Like writing and reading.
And feeding himself properly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Although he is great swinging from that tire.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
No.
Hello, Mike. Don?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hey, you guys are awesome.
Well, listen, we're focusing on Lisa Herndon right now. Have you been?
Well, you know what? She's pretty damn awesome, too. I was checking out the pictures, and these guys are idiots, man. I would let her S my D any day.
That is so kind of you.
Now, generous.
A nicer compliment you're not going to find, Lisa.
I know. God.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Something Lisa's got to know, or somebody's got to tell her, is that small breasts are in. It's the big thing now.
You know, I for one, really don't like the artificial boobs. And I think you're seeing a trend where more and more guys are moving away from that, you know, because guys like reality more than they like large.
And all we're doing is asking, what do you think of the photos of Lisa? We're not asking for a critique of her boobs.
But let's be honest, if you can get big and real, hallelujah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I'm pissed off at these people calling in, yelling at Lisa, natural breasts are the way to be, and for them to think that everybody likes big fake breasts is ridiculous. And
you know what? We like big real ones.
This is a trend that has changed. About 5 years ago, we would have gotten people saying, hey, big is the most important thing. A lot of guys, and I've always felt that real is better, and you're getting a lot of guys now that are saying this.
Can we just focus on Lisa's picture? Do you like the pictures, and which one do you like the best?
Haven't had a chance to see him. I'm driving.
Oh, my God. The pictures. Hello, Don and Mike.
Dylan, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Great. Hey, I'm not your average Sacramento caller. I'm basically, I want to come to the rescue of Lisa and quote an old Chinese...
Sir.
Yes.
Before you start this, and now you already got Mike and Dan. Mike and Rob are doing the dance. Uh-huh. It's Dance City. Oh. It's Soul Train time in here. Have you been to the website?
No, I'm...
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Have you been to the website?
No, not yet. I'm driving in my car.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right now, we'd only like to hear from people who have actually been to the website.
Amen.
Who can give us some feedback.
You jammed the whole thing down. Where are the people that were jamming up the website?
Hello, Daryl.
Yeah, man.
Have you been to the website?
I have been to the website, Don.
All right.
And the top middle one, you're absolutely right, but you know what?
What?
I don't think there's a bad photograph there.
No, there isn't.
Especially the one where she's on all fours facing the camera looking.
Lisa flat rocks.
Thank you.
All right,
so what's that term?
Which one? Not flat rocks.
You know what? No pun intended.
Which one do you vote for?
Top middle.
Top middle. I'm with you. I have
no brainer.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Have you been to YSP?
Yeah.
Okay, which do you like best?
The top middle.
Now, are you sending one or are you sending a bunch?
You know, they asked for one full length and a two-piece and then a head and shoulder shot. So I might do one, maybe two of each.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I have seen the website and the pictures look great.
Which do you like the best?
Let me pop the Mac open here. Hold on 1 second.
This guy's right now.
Let me pop the site back up and unpop my pants.
I sent that Lisa magazine earlier, whenever it was earlier.
Now we're going backwards in this conversation, sir.
So I have more material now to work with here.
The Lisa porno magazine?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, we saw that.
You know, send us another one. It was fantastic.
It was pretty funny. I still have it in my desk drawer.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I just saw those pictures and... I remember a club that I was at that I grabbed her ass and she didn't have one then, and she still doesn't. And dye your hair back. That blonde isn't working for you.
I don't. All right. I've never dyed my hair my entire life.
But it used to be a lot darker than it is now, right?
Right, and I play on 4 soccer teams, which keeps me outside all weekends, outside under the sun.
You don't dye your hair?
I never
dye it darker.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's something we learned today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Rob, you dye your hair.
Lisa.
And his pubes.
What about Lisa?
I want to vote which one I like, which picture.
Which one?
The top middle.
Everybody seems to agree that the top middle is the choice. Yep. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys were right. I didn't have enough energy last time. Where's the class detector now, losers?
Good job, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike.
Lisa looks great.
Which one?
I gotta go with
the radio.
Save that. The guy wishes he hadn't gotten his jerk on earlier. Hello, Don and Mike.
Nice sentiment.
Have you seen the site? Hello?
Hey, are you talking to me?
Don and Mike, hello?
Hi, can I marry you, Lisa?
Lisa looks great.
I need to marry you.
Hello, Don and Mike, have you seen the site?
No, sir, I don't have a computer. I just want to say it's got to be really good because she has the same birthday as me, so don't worry about all these idiots.
That she must be beautiful.
What a cute little idiot.
She has the same...
No, he's not retarded.
Same birthday as you, dope. Forrest Gump. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, top middle.
Top middle. Thank you, my friend. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Very beautiful done. Very beautifully done.
Well, which one of the photos do you like?
Top middle.
Top middle. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I like the top right picture. Lisa, how come you won't make number one on camera?
Top right, is that the one? Is that mine?
Nope. Top right is one where Lisa is...
Oh, it's the close view where I'm talking.
Right. You'd think somebody would pick, you know... I mean, I agree with Don because I think she needs the full length, but at least somebody could pick what I think is, as far as from a...
the Mike fantasy pose.
From a composition standpoint, the finest picture of the group.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Lisa, I think your pictures look great. The top middle one is the best.
Oh, thank you.
Top middle, there you go. Hello, Don and Mike.
Lisa, I think your pictures look good, too.
Thank you.
The one where you got the pouty look, I don't know where at on the website it is. I was on earlier today.
Top middle.
Yeah.
They look great.
It's a winner. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's your website address?
WYSP.com.
YSP.com. Thank you.
Our Philadelphia radio station. Thank you, my friend.
It was tough for him to dial that phone as he was fumbling with his buckle.
Hello, Todd and Mike. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you're on the air. Have you seen the pictures?
No, I haven't. Hey, is Frida considered a woman of radio?
Yeah, but there's no way you're seeing her naked. Hello.
He got his question answered.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I have to say the top left is by far the best one.
Mike, there's a vote for your picture.
You know how, like, when you first go on the site, it shows all of your pictures?
Right, yeah.
Compared to the one that used to be at Lisa, they need to change that and put one of these new ones on.
There you go. Thank you for
top left. What's that about? And I love
Thank
the guy.
You. Fantastic.
All right, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Finally, someone with taste.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Someone who shares your perversion for women on all fours.
You know what? If I handled that entire photo shoot, she would be in excellent hands. You
Don
would
and Mike.
Some really
Don
good
Mike,
photographs.
Don and Mike, you guys
rock. Hi. Which one do you like?
I'm in the truck right now. I'm going to have to take a look at them later, but I just wanted to say that I met you guys in person, and Lisa could be in a potato sack, and she would still look good.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Now, you feeling better now?
A little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, the fifth row down on the right.
Fifth row? There's only two rows.
Well, you didn't get those, huh?
No.
I didn't get those. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing? Okay. I'd say the top middle, but the lower right is very nice, too. You get to see your nice legs.
I know everybody likes the pictures, but I just want to know if I had done the photos, you would have had Little Kid Bowling. That's one of my picture styles, and also Meet the Popsicle. Those are two photo styles that, let me tell you something, that gets her in the magazine before the women of radio.
Don and Mike, hello.
Trademark.
Hello.
Yeah, I like the top right picture. It's the best one because it's not posed.
All right, top right. That's another vote for top right.
Either one, top left.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the pictures look great. And how old did she say she was? 26?
26.
Almost.
Oh, she looks about 35.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get those, man. Now. You're going to get those calls. Hello,
What's
Don
wrong
Mike.
With that?
Hello.
I bet he's a handsome guy, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. I lost my load on the first one.
Oh, dear.
Hello. Don and Mike show. That's a compliment.
It is.
Hello.
Yeah. Thanks.
WYSP, where you see pooter. Hello. Poon. Poontang.
Poonani.
Punani. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay.
Love the picture in the middle, but I wanted to find out, what does Mike think about having his girlfriend pose for Playboy?
My girlfriend posing for Playboy, Lisa, I've given her total permission, sir.
We talked about this a lot at home in bed, and Mike basically said it was my choice and that he's all for it, and you know, it makes me happy.
It doesn't disturb me that pretty soon the world will be seeing what I get to see every evening. Again and again.
Let me call the Connie line now.
From Stirrup.
We will find out what...
And if I'd done the photo session, at the end she would have looked at it. That's a great photo shoot, and I have shown her myself.
Baby?
Yes, my boo-boo.
Did you look at Lisa's pictures?
Oh, no, I was playing piano. Hold on, I'll go.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'll come back.
Couple of...
Did you send it to the AOL address or the other?
No,
not to the other one.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'll put you on hold.
A couple of our listeners were playing piano, too.
Hello, Don. It's Mike's show.
Radio guys, how's it going?
Which do you like best?
It's got to be the top middle, but I'm with Mike. The one on all fours is absolutely outstanding. Lisa is absolutely stunning.
It just took a while for my people to call it.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
My people.
Yeah, right now they're all getting out of his work release on the weekend.
I have made fire.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm a gay guy doing the objective viewpoint on the pictures.
All right, let's get a gay. Let's see what a gay guy says. Gay guy, which do you like?
Well, I like the facial expression on the top middle one, but as far as showing off her body, and I actually could be converted here, the bottom right.
Yeah.
Bottom right.
That's a strong track.
I mean, if we could somehow crop and do the face from top middle to bottom right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Goodbye, boys.
Thank you, gay guy. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, guys, I'd like to vote for the top middle.
Top middle. That seems to be the photo. Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Real boobs are better if they're nice to begin with. Hers look like, you know, eggs you side up.
Oh, come on.
Now, she's
like
right.
What?
She's right
they
here,
look
sir.
Eggs you side up.
She's right here.
I know.
Well, why were you talking to Don? Talk to her.
Not a commentary on Lisa's boobs.
I'm saying she looks good from the neck up and the waist down. You got to slap a rack on her.
All right.
That sounds like that's the same guy.
I think it is.
Hello, Donna.
That is the same guy.
Hello.
Yeah. Can I come in on Lisa's pictures?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go.
You're on the air.
Okay.
Go ahead, ass.
I don't like the pictures.
Why not, ass?
Shocker, ass.
They just don't. They don't look good at all.
Why, ass?
Because they just don't. They made her look kind of old. They didn't make her attractive at all.
What is your main problem with the pictures, ass?
The pictures are ugly.
Ugly? I wouldn't go that far, would you, ass?
Would I?
Yeah, I mean, do you really think they're ugly, ass?
I just didn't care for the pictures at all.
Can you be more specific, ass?
They made her look kind of old.
Old? I disagree with you, ass.
Okay. They didn't flatter her body.
Who is some celebrity that you think is hot, ass? Just out of curiosity.
Oh.
What are the kind of women that you think are beautiful,
ass?
Charlene Tazone, pretty good-looking girl.
Charlize Theron.
Oh, you're too stupid.
You sound like a really skinny guy, too. You skinny?
No.
Don't you also like Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd?
And Nina Long?
Yeah, she's Nina Long, yeah.
You like Ashley Judd?
Yeah, Ashley Judd.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, I think.
Cut this guy off before he uses the word whatnot, please.
Cut him off. You know it's coming. All right, let's go to Frida. Frida, have you downloaded the pictures yet?
No, right. And Barty and I are looking at them now. Let me put Barty on speaker.
Oh, does that gross you out, Lisa?
The male and the female.
Yeah, Bart's looking at them?
A little bit. It's just like my brother looking at my pictures or something.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's find out some both of you. Frida, Bart, which do you like best?
Okay, wait a minute. Barty saw the first three.
I don't feel well.
Oh.
What does that mean, Bart?
what
the hell does that
mean? Not in the mean way.
Oh, not in the mean way. In the good way, he doesn't feel well.
Oh.
Okay.
But I knew.
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm not sure.
I believe in code. He's saying he's aroused.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
All right, wait a minute.
That is not code. I'm saying aroused.
Okay, that's the last
that is code saying I know her.
Look, you
know,
like Clink in this one, so
that's nice. What, you mean the one on all fours?
That is
your son is totally confused.
Pick up the telephone. Let me talk to each of you. Just pick up the telephone. All right.
The one I like
you,
best.
My wife. Which do you like best?
The one I like best. Well, see, I like the body best in the one where you're half turned, Lisa, because you can really... I mean, the ones from the back, your face is beautiful, but you don't see how beautiful your shape is in the front. So the one where you're half turned... but right. On the right.
That'd be lower left.
But I don't like the growl as much. I like the sweet Lisa face better. But the body on this one.
All right, so that's bottom left. Let's go to Bart. Give Bart the telephone,
okay,
please.
Hello.
Hey, Bart, which picture do you like best?
The one mom fed.
Come on now, why do you feel oogie about this?
What?
Why do you feel oogie about this?
Because I know who she is.
You like the one on all fours, don't you, Bart?
Oh, please never say that again.
I'm sorry. We'll never speak of this again.
Excuse me?
He's bashful.
So which one is it, Bart?
The one that mom likes.
All right. But you like the pictures. Don't be shy.
I'm not going to print them out or nothing.
Liar.
What the hell?
Don't talk like that in front of mom.
What the heck?
Okay. All right, see you when I get home.
Bye, Bart.
All right, bye-bye.
Let me talk.
Hold on. Mommy wanted to talk again.
Yeah, but they're all adorable.
Tell him to shut up. What is he saying?
I'm not wearing any clothes.
Yeah, he's true. He just got out of the shower.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, he showers.
All right, what else, baby?
I just wanted to tell. I didn't want it to make it sound like I was critiquing Lisa. They're all adorable. I just like... I like this one that's almost so candid of your like face that. Looks so sweet and soft
you,
in it.
Please tell him to shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Bart. Okay. All right, that's all, boo-boo.
All right, thanks, baby.
Thanks, Frida.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. I think that's a relatively good sample. You had some jerks who call no matter what.
Right.
And I think most people agree the number one choice would be top middle.
Yeah, it's a very basic picture, and it looks good. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
And are you going to have another set done, or you want to send that one in?
I think we're going to do another set.
Look like a pro?
No.
Would you? Another
just
set with Jason
me and
Dunning?
You at home.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm pretty good.
All right, hold on. Here's another girl calling in. Kristen. Oh. Kristen.
Yeah, this is Kirsten. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Sorry,
good. I've known Lisa since C-School.
Oh, hi, Kirsten.
How are you, sweetie?
Good, honey. How are you?
Good. And I've known Lisa for a long time, and she's a gorgeous girl. But Lisa, those do you any justice. You're so much prettier than that.
Oh, well, sweet.
Pick one of the six, Kirsten.
I think the bottom right is probably the prettiest, because you can see how great and what great shape she's in. She's been playing soccer since she was... that she could walk, and it shows.
How about the one on all fours, Kirsten?
Not my taste, son. Not my taste.
All right. Thank you, Kirsten.
Bye, Kirsten.
Take care, sweetie.
You too, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Rigid.
Hello, Robbie.
Kirsten says she's known her since C school.
Okay, ha ha ha. It's the name of our preschool, and it was C-E-E, not C-U.
C-U in Toledo.
You want to get your best C's, you start them young.
All right, we got a break.
Train me well.
See school.
We got a break. I think everybody generally has positive things to say about those photos, Lisa.
Thanks.
Do you feel good about yourself now?
I do. I do. Yeah, I do. We're going to do another round of them.
Okay, good.
Very good. We'll get the studio ready.
I'm all for that. Go to www.wysp.com.
Very good.
That's where you can see all six photos of Lisa, the lovely Lisa. And Lisa, as we go to break, think about how many guys this weekend will be turning Japanese as they look at your picture. Just think about all of the
Can I speak to Lisa, please?
Lovely thoughts.
As a matter of fact, why don't get Nancy on the phone? Get Nancy on the phone now, or he's going to be calling us in a second.
He already called, so he's going to call us back.
See if he's by a computer. And I'd like to see what Jim Nance,
right,
CBS NFL Today, thinks of these pictures, okay?
Oh, my God.
Please? Come on, you got to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
And we'll pick the pros with Nancy right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Why is messing with my knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those two pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
Come on. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show. Always ready to tackle the clam. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right, right, right. Time for Jimmy now. Jimmy Nance, Jimmy Nance, Jimmy Nance, Jimmy Nance. He's the man, he's the man. Take your shirt off, Jim. Take your shirt off, Jim. Jim Nance, on our program, let's mention that this segment is brought to you by NFLWatch.com. High-quality watches from all 32 teams, including the Schedule Watch.
Yeah.
Order today, get free shipping from NFLWatch.com, NFLWatch.com. And here he is now from the NFL Today on CBS. We did miss him last week on the show. Glad he's back this week. Here he is, everybody. Nancy. Hi, Jim.
How are you there, my man?
We are doing great. Jim, by chance, are you near a computer?
I'm not at the moment, but we'll be later tonight.
All right, well, later tonight, go to this website, WYSP.com. That's our
YSP.com.
That's our right,
we'll find you there, I suppose.
That's our Philadelphia radio station.
Not us, Jimmy.
Also the flagship station for your Philadelphia Eagles. And you will see a pictorial there of Lisa Herndon, our producer.
Our producer?
Who you talk to every week.
Mm-hmm. Of our favorite radio show here.
She wants to be in the Women of Radio Playboy pictorial.
She came to us. We did not. This was not something that we pushed her into.
No, I'm sure not.
We did not really threaten her with her job.
I know better than that.
No, really,
absolutely.
Jimmy. And there are pictures of her in a bikini.
Uh-huh.
And we'd like to know, next week when we talk to you.
This is very similar, as I recall, how she auditioned for the producer role for your show.
Isn't right.
It? You were there?
And no. Right. No, but you're telling me about it.
Just tell us which picture you like the best.
Okay.
Jim, I know you got that whole morals thing happening. There's nothing pornographic. She's just in a bikini.
Just in a bikini. It's a swimsuit. It's just like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar.
Well, easy for you to say.
Oh, he's on his game today, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, now let me see. In the picks that we have done with Jimmy thus far this year.
Oh, he is
with
close,
Nance,
isn't he?
We have picked 25 games.
Uh-huh.
Jim Nance has 16 out of 25.
Wow. I'm not happy with that.
I have 10 out of 25. Mike has 9 out of 25.
Hello.
We are getting...
How in the world could you be 9 out of 25? That's impossible.
We are getting killed.
My dog is 13 and 12.
That'll be enough of that.
Jim, I must ask you. Now, this is 1 week that I don't think we have to give you any pep talks because your show is great. We know when you're done talking with us, you'll rip off your shirt and run down in front of the plaza there in New York where your studios are.
On fire, though. You know that, guys.
Screaming that you're the man.
Okay.
The question really is, what the HE Double Tooth picks is up with the NFL so that in this year you really have, at any given time, no idea. Let me ask you. 2 weeks ago, you said, who's the best teams? You would have said...
Oakland
Raiders,
sure.
Without a doubt. New England Patriots. Patriots lose 4 in a row. Raiders drop 2 in a row. They look like crap. In the NFC, you'd say, well, maybe the New Orleans Saints are the best. Well, then they get beat by the Atlanta Falcons. You say, well, maybe the Green Bay Packers are the best. Well, no, Brett Favre is hurt. The St. Louis Rams, they lose 5 in a row. Then they won 2.
Hold on one second. Pause for just a moment. Is this a question or is this a dissertation?
All right. You know what?
What is this?
He's wound up, ladies.
I only got about 5 minutes left on the show. You're 3 minutes into a question.
I will allow your back talk because it simply shows how we've turned you into...
He's the man.
The man.
Into the man.
You know, we have a thing now on the show called the Boomer Buzzer.
All right.
If I had it with me right now, it would have buzzed you about 45 seconds
All
ago.
Right, there it is, Jim. There it is. All right. Here's the question.
Okay.
At what point is a team going to stand out and say, we are the best?
This is the time right now. You know why? It's because when the weather starts to turn, starts to get cold, defenses become more dominant. This is when you really find out who are the guys out there who are really playing with some serious goals on their mind. You know, there are some teams now that will start to quit on you a little bit, too, when they start to sense that, you know, anything that they aspire to do before the season is out of reach. It'll be interesting to see, for example, how the Jets react being out at San Diego this weekend. You know, San Diego with that record 6-1. Coming off a bye, they should be very healthy, very ready to put up a big performance. The Jets are coming off a blow in a 21-3 lead.
Right there, let's stop with the Chargers.
Okay.
6-1. I look at them and I say, overrated.
They, I think you might be right.
They got to be overrated. They're playing a light schedule. Now, I know they beat Kansas City, right?
They did, but they came back to win 35-34, but their schedule gets very serious here after the Jets.
That's all right. My friend Curtis Conway will persevere for the San Diego Chargers.
They have game next week at St. Louis, which is surging. San Francisco at Miami, then Denver and Oakland. So, they got a real, real tough stretch ahead.
Would you say Denver's the best team in the AFC now?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I really don't think so. And I mean, if you want to say that Miami's the best team, well, now Miami's got to go play at Green Bay this weekend on Monday night. That'll be a very, tough game to win.
You know who I would really select right now, say playing the best? Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo I was going to say that, but didn't have the chance.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
All right, then I'll ask you, in the NFC, who's
is that
best?
Okay to say that, Mike?
Yeah, that's good. I'm laughing.
Who's the best team right now in the NFC, Jimmy?
You know, Philadelphia is starting to emerge now, and, the Saints got knocked down a notch last week by Atlanta. I think Atlanta's a playoff team. I don't know. I think when it's all washed out in the end, I think it might be Philly.
And I think you're right about Philly, because with Philly, you just never know what you're going to get from them. I mean, they're very well balanced.
Just don't like the fact that, no, your Philly people won't want to hear this, but when you get outside of Philadelphia, if you ask people to name five players on the Eagles, they'd be really hard-pressed to be able to do that.
Can you?
Well, I can, because, that's what I do for a living.
Do it.
Oh, come on now.
Name five.
I'll give you the first three running backs if you want me to prove anything.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, you got Deuce Staley, and he's backed up by Dorsey Levens, and then he's backed up by Brian Westbrook.
All right, name two more, not counting McNabb.
All right, you got Thresh on the outside. You got Antonio Freeman in the slot. What do we need to do?
Winner. Okay. All right, now here,
I like this Jim Van.
Now I'm gonna really test you.
Okay.
Name five members of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, again, we can do that.
Go.
Okay. You got Neil Rackers is their kicker. Wait a minute. How do you know I didn't just make up that name? I mean, for you to, like, ding, I could have said John Smith and you would have dinged me.
Because I know he's the kicker.
Okay. You've got Corey Dillon. You got Akili Smith, John Pitt, and Gus Frerotte.
Yeah, okay. That's an easy one. So
you got Peter Warrick. What do you want? You got Chad Johnson.
And you got the
Don, I'm going to put you on
Justin
the spot.
Justin Smith. What do you want?
I'm going to put Don on the spot right now. Don, will you name four members of the Detroit Lions?
Joey Harrington, James Stewart.
Very good.
Oz Hakim.
You're a man.
And Desmond Howard.
I knew you liked that question. Yeah. Very good.
Gotcha. All right, Jim.
You know what? Honestly, I would have bet you couldn't have done that. You showed me something there.
Gentlemen,
I thought you'd just been absolutely bluffing your way through all this discussion on a weekly basis.
Jim, that would be me.
Jim?
Yeah.
Can you name five members of the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, I can name five members of every team in the league.
Come on, let's play. Go ahead, let's play.
Oh, come on now.
Come on.
Well, you got, Marte Jenkins, David Boston, Frank Sanders, Jake the Snake Plumber, Thomas Jones, Marcel right. Ship. What do you want?
All right.
What do you want from me?
All right, you did it. You did it. Name five members of the Seattle Seahawks.
That's easy. I'll give you, what do you want, starters or backups?
Starters.
All right, Bobby Engram, Darryl Jackson, Corin Robinson are the receivers. We're not going to count Trent Dilfer since he's out the rest of the season with an Achilles. Matt Hasselbeck. By the way, Jeff George is their newest member. Ryan Lindell.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, Sean Alexander. Maurice Morris backs him up, rookie out of Oregon.
Okay, now.
No contest.
I'm just trying to find anybody. Christ. God, you're good at this, Jim.
I better be.
It's your
what
job.
I have to do for a living,
It's your job. Let's just get to the picks. Because
you're giving up. How about I do this?
All right. Go ahead.
I would really appreciate if you could give me five members of the Houston Texans.
David Carr.
Wow.
Corey Bradford.
That's okay.
James Allen.
All right.
Tony Boselli, even though he's...
No, we can't count him. He's not dressed.
He's
like Lisa.
The kicker who used to play...
You didn't even get that, Don.
I was laughing.
I got it. Before he got hurt, Lamont Evans and...
Wait.
We're
not going to count him. He's not on the roster.
Darren Sharper.
Okay. What did you do? Are you that quick on the computer where you can dial it up that fast?
No. Jimmy, I'm a savant like this. And the kicker, and I don't remember his name, who played for Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Last year, his name is Chris somebody.
Yeah, Chris with a K with a little heart over the I. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. All right, so I got 4 out of 5 Texans.
I'll give you that. I'll give you the full 5.
All right, give me one more team, and I'll show you I can do this. Name it.
All right, we're going to have to move then out to... well, you proved a lot with the Houston Texans. I thought you'd have a struggle with that, but... How about let's do this.
How about 4 Jacksonville?
No, I'd go with Jacksonville also, but Jacksonville. I want 5.
5 Jacksonville Jaguars. Very easy. Fred Taylor, Mark Brunell, Jimmy Smith.
Yeah. So my fantasy team.
Okay. Oh, now it's getting hard. You know what? This might be the one where you kill me.
Okay.
The tight end, wow! Oh, I'm getting killed.
Oh, come on.
You have 3. You know what?
Oh.
That's it. Jim, name 2 other Jaguars.
You want me to name 2 other Jaguars?
Yeah.
Well, Tim Cedar was their latest acquisition at kicker.
And?
Stacey Mack.
All right. He did it. And now we just saw Derek Chambers. He's a lineman, right? But that doesn't count because I got it after.
We're not going to count that.
All right. Boy, I like playing that game with you, man.
And now I've got a pick against you?
Yes. Here we go. Here are the 5 games.
Why should I even do this?
Because you have
to. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Because you have to give us a chance.
I mean, you know, I usually reserve this kind of stuff for people who know what they're talking about.
Come on.
I'd like to go after Jim Nance when he makes his picks. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, here we go. 5 biggest games this weekend.
Yep.
We will start with Pittsburgh at Cleveland. I smell upset. I'm going to Cleveland. Mike. Pittsburgh all the way. Jimmy.
It's definitely Pittsburgh. Since Tommy Maddox came in, I mean, it's a totally different team. It will be a good game, but I'll take Pittsburgh.
Best game of the weekend right here. England at Buffalo.
There are actually some very good matchups out there. I like the San Francisco-Oakland game, too.
We're going to pick that one just to settle down. You're the man.
Okay.
I'll go with Buffalo. Mike.
Hope there's a little weather up there. I always like that in Buffalo. Hope it's Buffalo.
And Jim.
You always like the weather when you're not there.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to watch. There's nothing like watching football when there's a blizzard.
It is nice. I'm going to take New England to get off this losing streak that's rather bizarre. They've lost 4 in a row. I'll take New England in a bit of an upset.
This is the week where I catch both of you.
Yeah. San Francisco.
You can't catch me till next season if you want every week.
San Francisco at Oakland.
Uh-huh.
Raiders, baby. Mike.
All right, I got to go with Oakland.
Jim.
I'm going to go Oakland. They've been really struggling. I talked to some people in the organization this week. They think they're going to get back this week.
All right, then you got Monday night, Miami at Green Bay.
All right.
I'd take the Packers. It's going to be freezing cold.
Yeah. Right?
Green Bay, absolutely. Jimmy.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep there, boys.
All right, now, of the other games, you tell me which one you want to pick, Jim. You got Ravens, Falcons.
I get to pick?
Yeah, Dallas.
I get to pick the game?
Dallas,
Detroit.
Game
you're gonna pick, right?
Here you go. I get to pick another game. All right, let me give you one. I think we ought to pick Cincinnati, Houston. Because Dick LeBeau, the coach of the Bengals.
He guaranteed a victory.
Guaranteed
right?
To win.
Houston, Texans. Mike.
Is it at Houston?
It's at Houston.
I'm taking Houston also.
Jim?
Well, I'm a season ticket holder down there, even though I don't get to go to any of the games. So.
Show off. That's like the 5th time you've mentioned that this year.
You'd remember. I'll take Cincinnati.
This is the week we catch up, Mike.
Absolutely.
This is the week we get it.
Hallelujah.
Everybody.
Here we come.
Jim, here's what I want to know. When you're on your TV show on Sunday, are you going to pick the Bengals on TV?
Subject to change. It's in development right now.
Okay, you know what that means? He's just taking them on this show.
Yeah.
That's because I got such a comfortable lead. I mean, you know, over on the other show, I am winning that thing, running away.
I know you are, and the last thing I got to do, and I'm gonna tape it tonight and play it for you next week. You've got to know when they run the promo for your show before Letterman on Thursday and Friday,
right.
They say, Boomer, Dan, and Dion. And you are not mentioned.
That's
Buzz,
okay.
Buzz, do you watch that?
Yes, I've seen it.
I've never seen it, but that's okay. It doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you that in U.S.
You know what? I'm very comfortable in my skin here. I've got, everything that I want to do in this business. I've got great guys to work with. They're promoting the show. They're the new guys in the show. They're trying to make people aware that they're a part of the show. I'm not hung up on that. How many people would you know in this business who wouldn't right now be ripping apart somebody's desk, some executive's desk over something like that?
And in USA Today, Rudy's column, the headline, CBS pregame team gaining, and then the secondary headline, Sanders, Esiason, Marino, trim Fox's lead on Sunday.
Well, they're the new guys, and they're doing exceptionally well.
Jim, who's the man? And next time you see Rudy, like, in a buffet line, just drop him. Yeah, Jim, who's the man?
You know, we all know who the man is.
Come on, just say it. Please say it before we got to go.
I'm the man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very completely comfortable with all this stuff. I want my guys to get people to know that they're on CBS. Sing it loud. Boomer. Yeah. Dion and Dan, it's Jim, a hell of a team.
Jim.
Somebody's got to be the quarterback.
Think more about it. Ah, so you're the quarterback.
There you go.
You're the man. You're the signal caller. And Jim, on your face mask, how many, if you were the quarterback, would you go with that one bar? Would you go with two bars? Would you go with that almost a lineman thing?
Right.
What kind of face mask would you wear?
Well, you know, I know just, you know, you're a guy, though, that naturally, you know, it's like your nightlife. More bars, the better.
Or would you wear a leather helmet?
You know, I did play football. I did play quarterback. Very briefly.
And how many bars on your helmet?
I had two.
Two bars.
You don't want to go with one bar.
Classic look. Yeah.
Two bars.
You guys really think you beat me this week, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So what are we playing for again? I want to refresh my memory here.
We are playing for a charity. You're playing for the Three Amigos.
Okay.
I'm playing for the National Cancer Society, and Mike's playing for...
I used to play for the Lupus Foundation. Now I'm playing for Alcoholics Anonymous.
And
you're bad.
I am bad. And, Jim, I think we should put up $1,000 at the end of the year.
Per man?
Yeah, God knows you can afford it. Per
well,
man.
I'm in. I mean, you guys are... What is your record again, Don?
Right now, I'm 10 and 15.
Yeah, you're 10 and 15, and I'm 16 and 9?
16 and... so you're...
And I got a six-game lead?
I'm 9 and 16, is that it?
Yeah, and so you're...
I'm coming back, though.
You're 6 and 7 games ahead of us halfway through the season.
Look out, Jim Nash.
Watch out,
coming to get you.
I like your proposal.
All right, you're on. And we'll see you next week. Have a great show on Sunday.
Thank you, fellas. Great to visit with you.
Nice.
Come see you sometime in person, will you?
All right.
You're invited.
Thank you, Jimmy.
See you, boys.
Bye-bye. Here he is. You know?
He's all wound up.
Hear how cocky he is now on the show?
Listen to that. I like that a lot.
You would have heard him 2 years ago, man. Right. Everything we'd say to him, he would question, go, cheat.
No.
Dolly, do you think so?
No.
Do you think so? I don't know if I should say that. Do you think so?
No.
You remember 2 years ago, he used to call back after every appearance to Lisa and Charlie and say, How'd I do?
Yeah.
How'd I do? Was it good?
Now it's like, F you guys, I'm beating you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Listen to him. Ha ha, I'm Jim Nance.
I'm Jim Nance. Look at my nipples.
I played quarterback. Excuse me.
For about an hour.
All right, there he is, Jim Nancy. Brought to you by NFLWatch.com.
Very good.
Quick break and a Friday favor coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You still wake up sometimes, don't you? Wake up in the dark. Hear the screaming of the lamb.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from sea to shining sea. Hello, ladies. The Don and Mike Show.
I told him to make the announcement himself. Joe Ardinger, Slow Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Super Joe just came in and wanted me to read something. So go ahead. Joe, first, how about your catchphrase in sweeping the nation?
Pinky Poon!
Go ahead, Joe.
All right, everybody who's been calling me, all 100,000 of you. I want to mention that Lisa can be found at www.94wisp.com or www.wisp.com. Please don't call me. Please listen to your radio.
Very good.
Hold
on, Joe.
No cat.
Now, one more for you. Where it has my name, just put your name. Joe?
Read this well with enthusiasm.
No, right.
Here is Joe Ardinger.
Indian Head, Maryland. This is Radio's Joe Ardinger inviting you to an evening of Uptown Blues and Rock and Roll this Saturday night at the Lone Star Cafe in Indian Head, Maryland. Yes, it's the band I'm now leading, the Craps Blues Band with Mike O'Mara. I enjoy managing this band, but I enjoy playing in the band even more. So look for me, Joe Ardinger, on stage with Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band this Saturday night at the Lone Star Cafe in Indian Head, Maryland. You'll love my music.
No, Cat.
The password is canceled reservations.
No,
thank you, Joe.
Right,
so again, Mike's band playing tomorrow night, Lone Star Cafe, Indian Head, Maryland.
Thank you, Don.
And Lisa, Lisa's pictures, the pictures of her in bikini for Playboy can be found on www.94wysp.com or simply www.wysp.com.
Excellent.
So out of the loop, I have nothing to promote. I will be having dinner with my wife and Buzz and Marcia.
There you go.
Tonight.
And what restaurant? Join us. Would you like to share the restaurant, please?
Tomorrow, I believe my wife and I are going to see the Hogan's Heroes movie.
Very good. Very good.
Sunday, I'll be appearing on my couch.
That's good.
Watching television most of the day. Rob?
Yeah.
And you got anything to plug?
No.
No, hold on. You do.
What's that?
You have your dumb car show.
Don't you have the car show?
Yeah. Tune in tomorrow for the dumb car
show. What time?
9 to 11.
Very good.
And now it's time for a Friday Save.
It can come now on JFK with cash for you and
not a dumb car show.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget.
Kind of dumb. One day after Halloween, he figured no better time to bring in. Actually, he's inside a glass cell.
How are you, Don?
Hannibal Lecter.
Nice to see all of you.
Star of Red Dragon.
You mind if I sit?
Have a seat. But now we are not actually going to be able to be in contact with each other, right?
Unfortunately, you will have to talk to me through these thick, bulletproof glass partitions.
Now, I have had a request. If you would autograph my copy of Silence of the Lambs, my DVD, I got to open the door and pass it to you. Is that how this works?
There's a big drawer to your right there. Mind the drawings.
Okay. All right.
Very good. Thank you. I'll sign this for you.
To Donnie.
Dear Donnie, of course I'll sign it to you. I've been paying close attention to you, Donnie.
Thank you. And then you put it back, and I see it. I open the door. Thanks.
No.
So, Hanny.
Donnie, Mr. G.
Hanny.
In the hallway, had to pee.
How's it hanging?
How are you?
How are you?
Hello, Don.
Did you have a good Halloween?
I've missed your letters.
My letters?
You know the letters.
What letters?
It's always good to hear from you, a fellow enthusiast. I've missed you, Buffalo Don.
Buffalo Don?
Why'd you stop writing me just when it was getting interesting? I know you've all had the pleasure of dining with Donnie, and there's nothing he likes better than eating his friends. But something you might want to ask Chef Donnie is what he's cooking on the barbie. That's right, Donnie, all those unsolved homicides are waiting to be defrosted in your oh-too-expensive freezer. Why do you think he lets the wife remodel his kitchen every 6 months? I assure you it's not out of the goodness of his heart, and he'll assure you a heart tastes best in a good pâté.
Secret's out now.
Don't make the mistake of leaving the show, kiddies. Donnie won't wish you well. He'll serve you well done. You won't see our boy Donnie chowing down at the Outback Steakhouse until somebody assures him he can get the real Crocodile Dundee on the menu. You might say Donnie's got a real nose for people, especially if they're seasoned just right. Bon appetit, Buffalo Don. And don't forget to eat your vegetables. It's a better cover. Yes, sirree. We'll see you later, Donnie. And Donnie.
Yes, Hannibal.
Love the Packer sweater.
I thought that was our secret. My relationship with you is a secret.
Why don't you pull the stool up in front of this partition and bring in your oh, so pretty producer.
Let me call Lisa Herndon.
Very good.
Oh, you know what, Hannibal, let me...
Nice to see all of you here staring at me like I'm some kind of freak. You're the freaks. I'm the one who lives in the real world.
Get the drawer there. I'm going to pass you some pictures of Lisa.
Thank you so much.
There
she is.
On
that's
a website.
Photo shoot, isn't it? Those are the bikini pictures she's sending to the big magazine Playboy.
Yeah,
bring her in here. I'd love to chat with
her. All right, send those back. Will you put those back in the drawer?
I'd like to keep them, if I may.
I'll put them back.
If you insist.
Thank you. Here she is now. Lisa, say hi to my my friend, Hannibal Lecter.
There she is, Lisa. How are you?
I'm okay, Dr. Lecter.
Your gal Lisa fancies herself quite the runway model, doesn't she? She's fresh off the Playboy shoot, and all the boys are going, ooh, and ah.
We are.
The question always seems to be, why is she taking her clothes off for the magazine?
And if you look real deep, Lisa, you'll find the answers. You see, Lisa's got a secret that I know that she keeps close to her red, white, and blue bikini.
What is it?
She doesn't want the world to know that she's a card-carrying member of the lesbian family.
Oh.
That's it. Don't cry, dear. It'll be over soon. 5'2", eyes of blue, and know what those 5+ feet can do. With another like-minded girl, Lisa. Don't miss your all-gay soccer practice. And then get together with the other playmates and do things with them. She wants to get touchy-feely with all her new gal pals. We know the reason. It's not for the boys, boys. It's for the girls. That'll be all, Lisa. Take care of yourself.
This has been very insightful, Dr. Wilson.
Thank you so much, Lisa. You can leave there. Just mind the drawing.
Don't feel bad. He outed you.
Oh, and Lisa.
He outed me.
Love your bikini. Thanks so much. It's a pleasure. That's right, you see, during my spare time at the institution, what I've been doing is I've been doing psychoanalyses of each and every one of you. That's what I do with my time. I've spent extra close attention to the Don and Mike family of players, and it's been a real eye-opener. Eye-popping, you might say, just like an eyeball in a soup. Joe Ottinger was just in here a minute ago with his stinky poon dumb stuff. Fantastic. I'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Joe. Would you come in and
walk down the hallway, sit in the stool 2 inches from the gate?
There's no need to be afraid of my friend Hannibal. He's in his plastic cage.
Joey. Ah, there he is. Jojo, dumb and smelly. Brain is full of Smucker's jelly. How are you, Joe? Tough not like Joey boy.
Hello.
He's as gentle as a lamb, or so you'd think. But we know different. We know that, don't we, Joey? Yeah, Joey boy, you see. Joey likes to get smashed, but he also likes to smash things. Especially bodies. Out there in sunny L.A., nobody knows there's a killer who makes semi-regular visits. He picks his victims out at Venice Beach and then sneaks up and back of them with a rubber mallet and takes 45 minutes to an hour to bludgeon them to death. Why not use a sledgehammer or something sharper, Joey boy, you might say? But let's not forget our boy Joe is stupid. He doesn't know any better. He's as dumb as dirt. But when the killing's over, our boy Joe likes to pedal his rented bicycle to the airport and take the first plane back to the nation's capital, always flying first class.
First class Joe.
Nobody thinks that rubber mallet's a weapon, and Joe looks too slow to hurt anybody. Yeah, Joe. Joe loves L.A. He thinks it's smashing. That'll be all, Joe.
Thanks, Hannibal.
Step out here. Oh, and Joey. Love your Rolling Stones tattoo.
Wow.
Take care of yourself.
Now, I just want to tell you something, Hannibal. You have, I don't mind the fact that you've outed me.
Are those chocolates?
As being a cannibal like you are.
Would you mind passing me a chocolate through that little door?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Here you go.
Thank you so much. Ouch.
Now, these were, sorry.
You caught my finger. I'm bleeding.
I hope you don't mind. These are candies that I thought were inadequate last night.
That's all right. The candies are delicious. I enjoy
it. The guard says you have to close the drawer back up.
Your pleasure. Here we go. Thank you. Hey, Donnie, where's your sidekick?
I don't mind. You know what? I don't know where Mike is.
Poor little Mikey lives alone. No girls like he. That's just what he wants you to think. Mikey likes his solitude just fine, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, he does seem happy to be alone.
Don't you have any scary music to accompany me with this one? I'd like to tell a story about little Mikey.
Hold on, give us a second.
Something really dastardly.
Here.
It would be very nice.
Give us a second.
As a matter of fact, you'd be crimping his style if you dropped in on Mikey during one of his wannabe alone nights. All of Mikey's new neighbors only say one thing: where have all the kitties gone?
The cats, you mean?
Why, you'd be hard-pressed to find a pussycat within 7 square miles of the O'Mara compound. But Mikey knows where they are. They're all under his bed. But they don't need a saucer of milk or a ball of yarn to play with. Mikey got done playing with them a long time ago. And it won't be long now before the mailman reports the smell to the proper authorities. But by then, Mikey will have to hit the dusty trail off to start another one of his unique petting zoos. But if you look closely in Mike's car, you'll see that stuffed animal really isn't a child's toy. It's one of Mike's pussycats, frozen in time. Because wherever our boy Mike goes, he always keeps himself a trophy. Time to get to the grocery store, Mike. You're running out of meow mix. And Mikey, love your cowboy boots.
I want to tell you something, Hannibal. You have had awful things to say about me. You have let the secret go that I share your love of cannibalism. You've told Lisa she's a lesbian. You've mentioned that Mike has a gigantic collection of cats he has killed.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to everybody, and there's a boy in back of you I'd like to chat with, if possible.
Roday?
Here's now, the lad I've been waiting
for. Now, what dirt could you possibly have on him?
What's up, Doc?
Hi, Robbie.
Can we rock?
Come closer to the glass.
Okay.
Closer.
Careful.
Closer. Little Robbie Spiewak, the apple of my eye. This boy may laugh so loud you'll think the sound barrier's gonna burst, but I know Robbie's not laughing on the inside. I know that Robbie's doing the right thing on the inside. He's hating. Hating everybody he comes into contact with.
Your guy.
You see, while some of the weaker souls on this earth think everyone they meet is a potential friend, our boy Robbie here thinks of them as a potential victim. Tell them about the weekends you and your henchman Brad travel up to Amish country and stuff Quakers into the trunk of your car. Yeah, that's right. Shoving them screaming into that oh-so-fancy Caprice Classic of yours.
Yours is right, Brad, into the...
He's had the trunk soundproof by his boy Wendell, so you can't hear the screams. And later, when they get far enough out into the country, Robbie and his portly pal Brad chop up all their Dutch treats and pour them in a hole. Another weekend of fun for the boy who buys his sweaters at Eddie Bauer. That'll be all, Robbie, you giggling monster.
Thank you, Doc.
Step away. Oh, and Robbie.
Yes.
Love your shoes.
Thank you.
Now, you might think I'm all done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not quite.
I know you forgot one person.
Who would that be?
He's behind glass as well.
Buzz, come over to the glass, please. Closer. Buzzy, Buzzy, the ladies' man. Would you like to hear the story about Buzz?
Oh, yeah. Would I?
All the girls go crazy for Buzz because he's so in touch with his female side. Let the other boys gross everybody out with their He-Man shenanigans while Buzz is always the picture of control and decorum. But I think it's time to let the cat out of the bag about our boy Buzzy's secret gross-out room in his house. Here's a secret nobody knows, Buzz.
What?
You are actually the gross-out champion of your Wichita high school. And when Buzz goes home, he locks himself in a well-lit closet and does all the things he won't do on the show but loves to do in private.
Oh, there's lots of those.
Tell him about the hours of pleasure you get, Buzz, in your secret closet, lighting your farts on fire and picking your nose and eating it.
No.
That's right, Buzz gets lost in his own world when he goes into his special room with all the Kleenex on the floor. And just before he leaves his room, it's always the same routine. That's when Buzz lets his fingers explore his nasty spots. Then, oh so slowly, he brings them up to his nose for one last checkpoint before he plunges them into his eager waiting mouth. Don't worry. Your secret's safe with me. Wow. Don't forget to wash your hands, Buzz.
Okay.
We all know your secrets. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, and Buzz.
Yes, sir.
Love the tight shirt.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. That's all I have for you, boys. I've done my psychoanalyses today.
Do the psycho.
I've been studying each and every one of you. Keep sending your letters. Yes, sirree. Buzzy likes those fingers to do the walking.
I didn't know you knew.
First down below, then to the navel. Yes, then around the waistband, and then right around back where nobody sees. Absolutely. He won't tell you. He won't share it with anybody, but he likes the smell. And especially the taste.
Oh.
So bad.
Slow down, Donnie. I think you're gonna have a heart attack. We don't want any deaths here, except I'll do the killing if you don't mind.
All right.
Mind the drawings.
Wow. Okay.
How are you all doing today?
We're all right.
Oh, and did I say happy Halloween?
Yeah. Hannibal.
Yes, sirree, Don.
Hannibal the Cannibal, HCC, let's break.
Absolutely, Buffalo
and
Don.
We need Lisa the Lesbian. We need two contestants.
Right, two.
Thank you.
Two for low-budget Jeff Ardeen.
That would be just a stone-cold pleasure.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
While you're breaking for commercials, you mind if I have a bite to eat?
Now, help yourself.
God bless each and every one of you. I'm having steak tartare.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have the lamb stopped screaming?
The Don and Mike Show.
Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Jeff Hardy, and it's very odd to be doing this with a guy who's in a plastic cage.
Yeah. Never you mind, Donnie. I'll be able to function just smoothly. I'll be fine over here, and make sure you keep your hands away from the plexiglass.
But now that the secret's out of the bag, I will tell you that Hannibal and I had some wonderful treats during the break.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I brought in some sweetbreads, but I... Absolutely.
And
there's
we had,
quite like that liver pate.
Some people like chicken fingers, but you made some beautiful breaded finger fingers.
I did indeed. Pass the Stevens, please.
As I passed, incidentally, I always pass on the Coleman.
Yeah. That's a good move, Donnie Roy. Very, very good. It's all delicious.
And I'm waiting. The dessert, I understand, is going to be a baked kumia.
It's absolutely delicious.
I'm
yes,
waiting.
Mind the hairs.
Let's let's play Low Budget Jeff Hardy. Hannibal, can you tell us about your next two subjects? I mean, fantastics.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy, now entering the studios. An IBM rep from Rochester. Big up there, IBM. Let's say hi to Bob Borer.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Lord? Hi, Hannibal.
Bob listening on WHTK. Thank you, Bob.
That is correct, sir.
I'd like everybody to tone it down. We got a police officer in our midst. He's from Centerville, Virginia. Let's say hi to Art Castellano.
Hey, Art.
Hi. Hey. IOQ. Hi, Hannibal.
For those who serve, Art, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Bob and Art, don't screw with LQ or he'll have you for dinner. And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
So nice to finally come out from behind the closet. Let everybody know that I, like you,
share your cannibalism, Bob.
Enjoy eating dead people.
And make sure when you get home, you eat up your grill.
Here are your categories, guys, and they are... How old are those girl singers anyway?
Tasty.
This week's NFL starting quarterbacks.
Yummy category.
Name that Dennis.
I'm hungry.
TV news, true or false?
You can't believe everything you see.
And Ask Spelling Bee.
Ask Spelling Bee, fantastic. I usually avoid that area.
So you have, how old are those girl singers anyway?
Maybe for a garnish.
This week's starting quarterbacks.
Yummy.
Name that Dennis.
Tell him, Donnie.
TV news, true or false?
So, Buffalo.
And the Ask Spelling Bee. Art, you're a cop. How can we not go with you first?
I will go with NFL quarterback.
Okay. This weekend, he will start a quarterback for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who is Brad Johnson?
Right.
$1 off. Way to go. You're next. Go ahead.
NFL again.
This weekend, he will start for your Seattle Seahawks.
Who is Hasselbeck?
Need a first name. Sorry.
Bob, your chance to steal and get on the board and running.
Who is Matt Hasselbeck?
Right.
$2 for you, Bobby. Time for you to select another one.
NFL starting quarterbacks for 3FQ.
Starting this weekend for your Dallas Cowboys.
Who is Quincy Carter?
Negative.
Art, it's your chance to steal.
Who is... no idea.
Chad Hutchinson.
That means Bob's got it still in control from the peace officer. Go ahead, Bob.
How about spelling bee for one, please?
It's the ass spelling bee.
Ah, where food comes out.
For one, the correct spelling of the word assistant.
What is A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T?
Yes.
There you go, Bobby. That's
assistance.
A nice $1 bonus for you. Select again, my friend.
Oh, I'd like ass spelling bee for two, please, LQ.
Astrology.
What is A-S-T-R-O-L-O-G-Y?
Right. Astrology.
It seems our boy Bobby's really got himself a handle on how to play the game. Select again.
Hey, let's finish out ass spelling bee for three.
Astronauts.
Oh, what is A-S-T... what is A-S-T-R-O-N?
Sorry.
Time to go to the policeman. Art, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
What is A-S-T-R-O-N-O-U-N-T?
No, I'm sorry. You're arrested for stupidity. It's A-S-T-R-O-N-A-U-T, astronaut.
And Bobby, that means you're back in control.
How about name that Dennis for one, Hannibal?
Right, here we go. He is a major effing star.
Oh, who is Dennis Murphy?
$1 for you, Bob. Select again.
Just threw Dennis a bone. I mean, it's been Tom.
Yes.
It's been Gavin constantly. Just threw Dennis a bone.
I should point out one thing to each and every one of you. Remember this. Write it down if you have to. I have to tell you that Dennis Murphy and I have met before in a previous incarnation in a previous life. I might tell you all that I'm also closer to Dennis than any of you. You might say that I had a run-in with Dennis. He got away, but I got a little bit of him. That's right. I ate his hand with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Go again, Bob.
Name that Dennis for two, please.
NYPD Blue Star.
Who's Dennis from?
Right.
$2 for you, Bob. You're still in control. You're starting to build quite a lead for yourself. Our boy, Bobby, seems to really have his thing going.
Name that Dennis for three.
He used to be on Monday Night Football.
Oh, who's Dennis? Miller.
Art, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Dennis Miller?
There you go.
$3. Fast. You got to be fast. Time for old Artie boy to get on the comeback trail. Are you ready, Artie? You're on.
I'm ready.
Challenge. Good boy.
I'll have TV.
And Hannibal, you feel all right with a cop on the show here?
It doesn't bother me. I've always outwitted the authorities. Only a couple of them have been smart enough to get close to me. And we all know what happens when that happens. Here we go. TV news. Real simple. Throw out some ideas and tell me if these are true or false. Okay?
Okay.
Roseanne is set to star in a reality series like The Osbournes and Anna Nicole Smith.
What is false?
Bobby, a chance to steal.
What is true?
Yeah, and can you imagine how hideous that's going to be?
Oh.
Who wants to see Roseanne 24-7?
I'd like to see her on my dinner table. I really would.
Lots of white meat.
I would feed the whole family. Not a lot of lean, though. All right, go ahead, Bob.
All right, TV news, true or false for two, please.
CBS is planning a mid-season replacement, a third CSI show based in New York City.
What is true?
All right there, Art, your chance to steal.
What is false?
Well, I made that one up. That's false.
$2 for Art. He's catching up quick. This is quite a horse race.
TV news. For free.
The USA Network is set to debut a country version of American Idol called Nashville Star.
What is true?
I am sad to say it's true.
$3, and you've tied the game on. Select again.
I will have... How old? How old is...
How old are those girl singers anyway? You know, because they're everywhere now.
They are, yes.
And they're very young. Let's start with Pink.
What is 26?
Bob, your chance to steal.
What is 24?
Pink is 23.
23, and Art, you're still in control.
23 and ready to come out of the oven.
How old for two?
Michelle Branch.
What is...
Guys, you got a chance to steal.
I have no idea who she is. What is 18?
She's 19.
And Art, you're in control again.
How old for three?
Avril Lavigne.
What is 26?
You know, she has that annoying song that went about her. He was a skater boy.
Skater boy. Bob, your chance to steal.
What is 17?
No, 18.
18 and the biggest star there. She's got potential, I think.
18, and all of them, I'm sure you would agree, worth eating.
Yes, absolutely.
And all of them tasty.
And, what a brilliant observation. Is that the end of the first round?
You know, you're about the only guest that we can actually say.
That's right.
You would like to eat those girls.
I'd like to eat all three of them simultaneously.
You'd like to eat Pink?
I'd like to eat Pink. Well, I've done that before.
And Michelle Branch.
Yes, I will.
And Avril Lavigne.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And pass the night.
And who's in the lead here as we go to a final LBJ?
We've got an unusual happenstance. It doesn't happen very often, but remember, it happened right now. What we've got is a tie game. That's right. Art finishes with 9, and also Bob has 9.
All right, guys, we physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck, and here's your low-budget Jeff Hardy final category, the Fall Classic, the World Series, How Fast We Forget. Congratulations to the Anaheim Angels. You're World Series champions. But these were the two teams who battled for the championship last year. Congratulations to the Angels. Your final low-budget Jeopardy answer is these are the two teams who battled for the championship last year. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my new Buzz Burbank unauthorized paperback, Picking Boogers with Buzz. Yeah, I've studied Buzz's techniques for years when he wasn't watching. That's right, and I'm giving them all to you. All Buzz's best pointers, like licking your fingers for deeper penetration, and that special place to put them. Where nobody can find them. Ain't that right, Buzz? Buzz Burbank's Pickin' Boogers. Available at bookstores everywhere. Now back to final. So much in jeopardy with Alex DeVecchio. It's been done now on JFK. With cash for you and we.
You hit a nerve.
It's a tie. Yes, it's a tie game. We could have two big winners today.
Let's go to Art the Cop. Art.
Yes.
Last year in the World Series, these two teams battled for the championship.
What are the New York Yankees and Arizona?
That is correct. Although I need the last name. Arizona.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Come on. They're the Arizona.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Just in the nick of time.
Pulled it out of your ass.
Way to go, Artie boy.
Bob, if you have the correct answer, you will tie.
That is who are the New York Yankees and the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Now, this is a queer happenstance.
What a sticky wicket. We're going to have these boys come back next time.
Yes, we have a tie game.
That's very unusual in low-budget Jeopardy.
And that means this is Alan Lindwan's worst nightmare come true.
Wow.
Both guys win cash.
Yeah.
Hannibal Lecter, tell us, and they'll both come back next week.
First of all, boys, you double your score to $18. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $43. Shall I give them their prizes anyway?
Yeah, give them prizes.
All right.
You both want a package from NFLWatch.com. NFL.com has high-quality watches from all 32 teams, including the schedule watch. Order today and get free shipping from NFLWatch.com. But wait.
There's more.
You bought a Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the Sopranos this Sunday at 9 p.m. New episodes every Sunday, only on HBO. The complete third season is now available on DVD and VHS. Congratulations, boys, and thanks for tying the game.
Thanks, Hannibal. Thanks, hey, OQ.
Thanks, guys.
This is very odd. Guys, we will see both of you next week, same time, same station.
Thank you. Good luck, Bob.
Have a great weekend, guys. And Hannibal, as always, it's been fantastic having you on the show.
Always a pleasure, Buffalo Don. And don't forget, keep your letters coming. I like reading them, especially when you include the details of your latest dinner preparation.
And someone will come in and wheel your box out of here.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Very, very nice. Robbie, good luck with your Amish friend.
Thank you.
Any parting words for Lisa?
Lisa, good luck with your Playboy shoot. I hope you can hook up with the other gals, if you know what I mean. And Joey boy, don't forget, I'll send you your own rubber mallet for your trips to Venice Beach.
What about Buzz?
Keep lighting your farts, Buzz.
And as we wheel your box out of here, always remember and never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Horod Incorporated. It is distributed by King World. Look at him wheel my ass out of here.
None of those things.
He kind of nailed you on the booger eating, Buzz.
Boy, Buzz, I didn't know he's been studying everybody. It's incredible.
I am so embarrassed.
Wow.
And, you know, I think with the rest of us, it was no surprise, but wow, Buzz.
Yeah.
You pick them and eat them, too.
Hmm. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
I was hungry.
He made it up.
Buzz, have you ever eaten a booger?
No. Heavens, oh, that's disgusting.
Buzzy likes to
Why go. Would you eat that?
He likes to go to his nasty spot.
You know, I'll examine it with the rest of you, but I'm not eating it.
You've never eaten a booger?
Never.
Never when you were a kid?
Not that I know of.
You ever rub a part of your body and smell your fingers?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
A bad part of your body?
Yeah.
How
else will you know?
The real bad part?
Sure.
All right. It's coming around. Buzz, what is the lead? That's got to be the lead story.
Well, it should be. But
I know. You put your fingers in bad places and smell them. What is the lead?
Today, a lawsuit against TV's CSI.
A CSI. Ooh. Okay, stay tuned. A lawsuit again for that episode last night.
Yeah, maybe.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And as we head into the weekend,
first of all, membership is for life.
Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their apprentice in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
Thank you.
How's your tape? The Don and Mike Show.
Let me mention here that Lisa Herndon's pictures, the bikini pictures are up on WYSP.com or 94WYSP.com.
All right.
Congratulations, kids. You have crashed the server today. Way to go. You can't get mad at people for that.
No.
So keep trying, and we'll talk more about those pictures Monday. Time now for Buzz's new show. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-TRIES-DMAX. Now here is Buzz and plays intro.
Here's Radio 156. Headline news.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. The real estate company Remax is suing CBS over an episode of CSI. The company didn't like the episode with a shady real estate agent. The company mentions a red, white, and blue sign that looks like theirs being visible when a cop says these slimes will do anything to sell a home. Remax says that damaged its reputation. The Denver-based company wants unspecified damages and a promise we'll never see that sign again. A CBS spokeswoman says she is certain the complaint has no merit, even though she hasn't seen the lawsuit. When Walter Cronkite told the American people there was no winning...
Keep suing us.
Yeah, really.
When Walter Cronkite told the American people there was no winning the Vietnam War, that effectively ended that war. Now the retired anchorman says the U.S. acting alone against Iraq could lead to World War III. Cronkite says that if the world is not united on a war with Iraq, then the Arab world will unite against the U.S.
Yeah, you got to listen to him. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, the problem is, though, with Walter Cronkite, that he goes number two in his pants all the time now.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Not that I still don't hold him in great reverence.
Right. Yeah, you got to take that into consideration.
But he's walking around with a fresh load in his pants.
Montgomery County Police say Montgomery County Police say that a September 14th shooting outside a Silver Spring liquor store has now been linked to the sniper case.
These guys, boy, I'm so glad they're off the street.
Police all over the country are now checking their files, unsolved crimes, to see if there are more connections.
I was watching one of those cable news channels last night, and they had Moose's wife on.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know if you knew this or not, he's into hot interracial marriage.
Is he now?
Mm-hmm. Big, big, fat white woman.
Really?
Yeah. He climbs on top of her every night.
Investigators.
I was surprised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Investigators are becoming more certain that sniper suspect John Muhammad was planning to kill his ex-wife in what would have appeared to have been a random killing. His second ex lives 15 miles southeast of Washington, D.C. She won custody of their three kids. Police think she might have been his next target. His first ex-wife certainly thinks that's possible. Police say they've pretty much eliminated terrorism or politics as his motive.
You know, I don't know why I was surprised. I certainly have nothing against interracial relationships.
Sure.
I've been in them myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just surprising. And tonight, the woman behind the man.
Right.
And then, you know, this woman who looks like she could be on the Maury Povich show. You know, just like big, with long hair.
Oh, really?
Long blonde hair.
Zoptic blonde.
And I don't know if I'd use the word Zoptic. And they had a film of Chief Moose when he was the chief in Portland, Oregon.
Well, that's right. He came from Portland, Oregon.
And it's just been a very short period of time in which Moose's wife, Mrs. Moose, has
Mrs. Moose
packed on the pounds.
Oh, really? Ah, she was a bit of a hottie?
Well, back in 99, and at first I couldn't tell because he was answering questions about some, you know, he was involved in something back there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he moved into a poor neighborhood to show he was going to clean up Portland.
Right.
And they started protesting in front of his house or something like that. And he was making a statement to the press, and there was an incredibly hot blonde that was standing next to him.
Right.
And I didn't know at the time, in the clip, you couldn't tell in the context if she was reporter or what.
Right.
And then they said, the woman said, and that was you back in Portland, and then you moved to Montgomery County, Maryland. And I go, wow, you know.
It's the traffic, Don.
What happened?
The stress. Yeah.
It's the traffic. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of the sniper siege, Charlton Heston was in New Hampshire and Missouri waving a rifle in the air and goosing the crowd with the words, "My cold, dead hands." Days after a University of Arizona student went on a killing rampage, Heston was in Tucson doing the same thing again. This angered filmmaker Michael Moore to the point he fired off a letter to the Alzheimer's suffering head of the NRA. In the letter, Moore calls Heston a bully and a coward and goes on to say, quote, "To you, the gun is supreme, and wherever it is used to kill people, there we find you gloating about some misbegotten right you think you have to own a device designed to eliminate human life."
Michael Moore is very fat also.
Yes, he is.
Yes, extremely fat. And I want to see his movie, too. I want to see that movie.
Bowling for Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
While the kids were gathering candy last night...
I'd like to point out, I'm fat also.
Don,
but not as fat as Michael Moore or Mrs. Moose.
Really?
Well, I'm not as fat as Michael Moore, and I haven't seen Mrs. Moose, but I guess I'm not as fat as Mrs. Moose either.
No, you're not.
Oh, very good. That's good news.
While the kids were gathering candy last night, the cops were gathering sex offenders in two Virginia towns. Norfolk did this last year. This year, Virginia Beach joined in. More than 200 convicted sex offenders were ordered to spend the evening at their probation or parole offices. While they were there, they were tested for substance abuse, interviewed by their parole officers, shown educational videos about their criminal illness, and photographed for a new sex offender's yearbook. Good. Officials say it's better to prevent a possible crime than it is to apprehend someone later.
Yeah, that's good. I like that preventative stuff.
Yearbook.
Yeah.
You know, most likely to turn their life around. I was voted.
Could you sign my yearbook for me?
Yeah.
Too cute to be forgotten.
Gonna see that.
Don't let your meat loaf.
Pam Anderson talks to Lisa Gibbons about her battle with hepatitis C tonight on Extra. That show will also be the first to air the new public service announcement made for the American Liver Foundation.
This little girl had knocker.
It's Pam Anderson that's got the hepatitis C, not Lisa Gibbons.
That's correct.
Right.
Pam says she's treating her condition with exercise, vitamin C, and milk thistle.
See,
for a lot of people,
go ahead.
Okay, Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown have some explaining to do, and they'll apparently do it with ABC's Diane Sawyer, who's just landed an exclusive interview with the couple.
Yeah, get ready for no information.
After weeks of negotiation, the conversation will apparently be recorded next week. We say apparently because they've agreed to this before and then backed out. They both had brushes with the law, so we'll hear what they have to say.
Yeah. This is Bobby Brown.
How do you stay together and manage to love each other through all of this turmoil? Duh.
Chilling down here with two fat men. Hey, you have our Bobby Brown endorsement. You didn't even say our names.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Good guess back in the day. Buzz, hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Good luck in everything. Where is Buzz? Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the NFL's not only cracking down on violence, it's cracking down on dress code violations. Atlanta's Michael Vick was fined $5,000 this week for wearing red socks instead of white.
Hey, red socks.
Wide receiver Sean Jefferson's been fined the same amount for wearing black shoes covered in white tape instead of the white shoes officially chosen by his team. Fines are apparently pretty common these days, everything from unlicensed apparel to jerseys that aren't tucked in.
Oh, so gay.
Quoting Michael Vick, they got me. I can't believe it.
it is the absolute gayest fine. Mm-hmm. You're wearing the wrong color sock.
Well, every uniform needs the right splash of color.
Excuse me, but you have white tape on those black shoes.
You caught me. I think the tape's got a better sheen than the other stuff.
This is NFL Commissioner Craig Wilson.
Finally, fun facts to know and tell on a Friday. New research shows that the average driver has sex in a car 6 times in their life and spends 2 hours and 14 minutes kissing there. The research comes from a British car magazine. The survey also shows we each honk our horns 15,250 times in our lives.
Oh, I've already done that.
Top Gear magazine.
Hey.
Top Gear magazine also says the average driver passes gas inside a car to the tune of more than 912 pints per lifetime.
I think I'll stop by and have a pint.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Bud. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. See you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Toodaloo.
Ask. Can we meet again?
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.